Hi, the Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that the people at Care listen to this dumb show every single day just like you? I don't know if the techs do, but like the people in the office do. I think the techs actually have taste. Anyway, they're fans just like you. Support them the way they support us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. We are just 2 days away from the Ohio State football team returning to action in the Cotton Bowl against Miami, beginning their chase to repeat as national champions. Cotton Bowl Media Day was held today. Head coach Ryan Day spoke with the media, and he believes there are a lot of talent similarities on both sides.
Very similar. Yeah. Very, 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 very talented group. NFL players all over the field. And so they certainly have our guys' attention. They know what they're up against. And so it's been a spirited practice.
Kickoff on New Year's Eve is at 7:30. NHL, the Columbus Blue Jackets are in the second leg of a back tonight, riding their two-game win streak. They're on the road in Ottawa visiting the Senators. Faceoff tonight has been pushed back a half hour after their flight this morning was delayed due to mechanical issues. They'll get started tonight at 7:30. And NBA tonight, the Cavs are in San Antonio taking on the Spurs. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's
good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Timmy is out today. Joshua Perry is in with me again.
What's Timmy doing today?
Himself.
Off to a hot start.
I think his wife is out of the house and his son is somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
He just needed some time for himself. That's all. A little me time.
Hopefully he enjoys his me time.
Hopefully he's not listening right now. How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Thank you. How was your holiday, Teddy? All right?
Yeah, everything's fantastic. Can't complain. It's nice to be, have a little time off. I had a week off, so it was great.
Take care of yourself, a little self-care for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You and the dogs?
Yeah. Well, Doggy had a little issue, but that's all right.
What was the problem?
She likes to have a little midnight diarrhea. So
That's the title of my fourth album, Midnight Diarrhea.
Had some sleepless nights there for a couple of days. Yeah,
I got it.
It's fun times.
You have any pets, Joshua?
No, this is a
You're
conversation.
A smart man.
Well, my wife now is like, oh, we have two children and we have a home. The next thing we need is a dog.
Let's make our lives more difficult.
That's the same thing I told her. And now hearing about the midnight diarrhea, like we've got children that can do that. I don't need to add a pet into the mix to do that.
I'm with you, buddy. But we have serious dog lovers here.
Oh, I'm sure.
Teddy.
Yeah. Rothman.
Oh, Rothman.
Yeah.
He's making love to his dog.
Okay, all right.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Timmy's dog has had two ACL surgeries.
All right, so how's a dog tearing an ACL is my question.
What, multiple times.
Yeah.
And they've paid for it.
Very athletic dog.
It's not a cheap surgery, too, on a dog.
Well, none of them are. And listen, I have no issue with the pets, but these are the things I don't want to get into. You know, pet insurance, not necessarily something I want coming out my budget every month. Paying for food. And of course, you can't do regular food anymore. They have all these commercials where you get them human grade food. And
that's
right. I'm not preparing a meal for the pet. And then my boy Tyvus, always got to bring him up. When he lived in Seattle, he and his wife would order grass to be dropped off to their apartment to put on the balcony. So when they would let the dog out onto the balcony, it had grass to do its thing in. That's insane.
Don't they have mats? Like artificial mats?
No. That's not good enough. It's not good enough.
He needs real grass.
You have to treat that pet like it is another human living in your home. And God forbid you have to walk out on some turf. The dog's not doing it.
Grass delivery person.
Yes.
You have to tip them?
Every time they drop off grass, they flip the iPad around and they let you pick the options.
No, they don't ask for a tip anymore. All they say is, this is just going to ask you a couple questions. How satisfied are you with the service? Yep. And suggested tip, 37%.
How satisfied are you is the primer, because of course you're going to be like, oh, I'm very satisfied. And then when you see the tipping options, which never start at like 15%, it's always 18, 20, 22 or whatever. 15 is just completely gone. Well, you can't not tip well after you said you were satisfied, because then you're a liar.
Right. And who's going to say they're not satisfied with the person standing right there?
My wife would.
Timmy would, too.
Yeah.
She would?
Oh, 100%.
She would look him in the eye and put zero.
She is so over tipping culture. You go through Starbucks drive through and you pay with card. They want you to tap your own card. But the question pops up beforehand. And the Starbucks people are my favorite, because they put the card reader out of the drive through window and then they look away while you select which one. My wife is like, no, I'm not doing it. DoorDash, there's already a delivery fee. Why do I need to tip on top of that? And I'm like, these are hardworking people just trying to make ends meet. We should. But I agree with the idea that we might have gone a little bit too far.
There is a place in Dublin. I'm not going to tell you which place. I don't want to embarrass anybody. But it's a food. They serve you food, right?
Should I start guessing places in Dublin?
So it's a counter service okay. type of thing, right? So you get your food, then you go right up to the thing mm-hmm. with your food. And they verbally ask you, is there anything you'd like to put on for the staff? Mm-hmm. There's not even a screen.
Yeah.
And what do you say to that? You just look them right in the face and say no?
My wife would say no, thank you.
And I can't do that.
I'm not built like that either. I do the self-checkout at Kroger, and it's got the little roundup thing in yellow staring at you when you're checking out. And I'm like, well, yes, I'm going to round up. I don't hate the kids. If you don't round up, you
exactly.
hate the kids, right?
Same thing with McDonald's.
Yes.
You want to round up for Ronald McDonald? Well, I'm a badass here. I'm eating all these empty calories. Right. Who am I to deny the kids?
Yeah. So
of course I'll round up.
It is a real thing, but she is very much like, don't ask me about a tip. We've gone too far.
I respect the hell out of it. Yeah. I can't do it.
I'm with you. Listen, if I was sitting in that drive-through window, I'd like somebody to put 18% of the $2.95 they spent on their coffee. Not a lot.
See, I'm the other way. It's too much. I tip too much.
Yeah, I do too.
And then Kristen yells at me.
Now, the over-tipping for me is a different thing as well. It's a break. I'm breaking stereotypes.
What do you mean you're breaking stereotypes?
We don't like to tip.
Black people don't like to tip.
It's a stereotype. So I am the anti-stereotype. I'm going
you
to.
I'll show you.
Yes.
You think you're not going to get anything from me.
You are going to get more of my money because I'm not a stereotype. That's where I'm at in life.
I tell you, my wife, and we have to marry these people mm-hmm. because we have to get evened out.
The balance.
Okay. There was a point in our marriage where it was becoming comical, where it was she needed to talk to the manager almost every time we went out to dinner. And it was like, no, honey, we're going to show our dollars right. and we're not going to come back. She's like, I want to talk to the manager.
Yeah.
I got her off that. She's done with that.
Okay,
now.
This is good.
But I'll never forget the time that she was in a car accident. Wasn't her fault. So the insurance company for the other party was going to pay for a rental car mm-hmm. while she was getting her stuff fixed. This poor woman who was on the other end, I could only hear one side of the conversation. Mm-hmm. I could hear some gentle sobbing on the other end of the conversation from this insurance woman who dared to give my wife a rental car that did not have four-wheel drive.
Oh, I would have been that. That's something I probably would have dug in on too.
Like, but she was for a good 25 minutes, and I'm on the other end, and I'm like, oh my God, this poor woman. She has no idea what she did.
Did she get the car?
Yes.
Okay, this is good. So my wife, I'm telling, very similar situation. We do the restaurant thing, and you get the plate of food, and of course, there's something that's not whatever it needs to be. And I've stopped even looking at my food like there might be something wrong with it, because my wife will be like, oh, is everything okay? And if the answer is no, she's like right away, hi, I'd like to speak to a manager. I'm like, here we go. Here we go. So now they could bring me the wrong meal.
I'll eat it.
Oh, 100%.
I won't say anything.
Because the last thing I want to do is sit there staring at the plate of food that's wrong while my wife is addressing the manager of the restaurant. I'm not going to be a participant.
And then you just sort of, you know, slake in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You have nothing to add.
At all. At all. But it, this
is there pubic hair in there?
Yes, that's how I ordered it.
Yeah.
That's how I want it. I don't talk to the manager.
I said extra, as a matter of fact. Right. But it's good. To your point, anytime I've got one of these issues, because I'm supposed to be the man of my house, but I'll be like, hey, Maddie, can you talk to the such and such person?
That's every why.
Time? Yeah.
That's why we marry these women.
Mm-hmm.
The man of the house. What does that mean? I gave that up a long time ago, buddy.
I like to feel
there's
like
no gender roles.
I'm in charge. I'm with you on that, but I like to feel like I'm in charge of my domain. And
more I like and more you use I live feel.
Yes.
You like to feel like you're in charge because you're not.
Well,
we're not.
And the feeling is slipping away too, and I'm coming to grips with that.
Oh, I've told my wife, if you want me just to chop it all off, I'll be a Ken doll down there. There'll be nothing to me. That's fine.
Oh, man.
Let me ask you this, though.
Go ahead.
When you have a dentist appointment.
Sure.
Do you make the appointment or does she make the appointment?
So this is one of the things in the world where doctor, dentist, got to take the car in to get an oil change. She's like, well, can you call and make the appointment?
So you have to do that.
So I'll address those things. So I'll call, make the appointment.
I've gotten to the point in my marriage where I don't have to talk to any third party.
Oh my gosh.
On the phone ever.
Good for you, honestly.
She makes all the appointments for me like an infant. And then she makes me feel like an infant, well, but it's not going to stop me from doing
you
it.
You take the good with the bad, right?
That's
like,
right.
The good is I don't have to talk to this random person I really want no business talking to. The bad is she's going to make you feel like that.
The other side of that, though, is because I don't really talk to anybody mm-hmm. on the phone. When I those rare situations when I do, I find myself getting nervous just talking on the phone. I do this for a living, Joshua.
Have you ever picked up a phone and started talking and somebody was like, I know your voice. I'm trying to think about where I've heard that voice.
On the phone, no. In person, yes. I've had people sidle up next to me to try and hear me talk because they can sense something.
Right.
But that's the most awkward thing in the world because I'd rather you just come up to me and say, hey, are you? Instead of just standing really, really close to me.
So can we talk about that?
So we can. I could take a break and then we'll talk about that. I'll tell you the creepiest thing that ever happened to me out in public. Plus, I was having heart palpitations watching the football game last night. We'll talk about that next. Joshua Perry in for Timmy, Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some traffic that's lingering from an earlier accident. If you need to use southbound 270 on the east outer belt from Hamilton Road to East Broad Street, we also have some traffic causing some holdup due to an accident that's on Front Street at West Fulton Street. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 21 plus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
When it comes to prostate cancer, go to PCF.org for the help you need to navigate this disease and make the right decisions for yourself. Go to PCF.org today.
Are back in the playoffs, and the Fan and 10TV are back with Chasing the Championship.
Sponsored by Logan Services.
Keep it locked on the Fan, 10TV and 10TV Plus, your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Slight chance of snow showers today, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy. Gusty, strong winds and highs near 30 means our feels like we'll be in the teens and 20s. For tonight, a slight chance of snow, otherwise mostly cloudy again with overnight lows in the 20s. The breezy winds still continue tonight and into your Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday and highs in the upper 20s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my good friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, the holidays are meant to be joyful. It's still the holidays, right? Yes.
Sure.
But if you're a man dealing with erectile dysfunction, the season of love and joy can be tough on you. If ED's putting a strain on your relationship, I want you to call my friends at Tri-State Men's Health and ring in 2026, not with a limp noodle, but rock hard. Yes. I want to make Joshua Perry as uncomfortable as humanly possible. And I want you to make him uncomfortable, too, by getting rid of your ED. So call Tri-State Men's Health. Give your partner the best gift this season, a renewed and restored relationship. 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
That was awesome.
Thank you. That's why they pay me the big bucks.
Oh, yeah.
Big pee-pee money out there, Joshua. You play your cards right?
I'll have a little pee-pee money as well.
You too can have a little. I always make the joke, we sell three things here at the radio station: cars, windows, and pee-pees.
It's so good because it's true.
I'll tell you, we were talking about interesting interactions with people. Maybe they recognize you, mm-hmm. but they don't know where you're from or they're not sure. There was a situation I was eating in a lot of my stories are I was eating. So I'm in a restaurant, lunchtime, quick service, just eating there by myself at one of the tables. And I'm bored. I take out my phone. I rarely do this, but I decided to get on, at the time, Twitter and check my mentions, see if there's anything on there. So I'm eating. Check. I have some more mentions. And I see a picture of myself from behind me as I'm eating my lunch. It was sent like 1 minute ago. And I turn around and the guy's just there and he gives me a little wave. And I said, "Hi, man." He goes, "Yeah, I didn't want to bother you during lunch." It's like, so you thought a better idea
couldn't have waited?
Would be to take a picture of me from the back and send it to me? No, man, just come up to me and say hello. This is the creepiest thing ever.
I'm dying. That is hilarious. First off, wait a little bit. Like, wait until I leave at least. Not while I'm still sitting here and you're here too. That's insane. I've got a big thing about when I'm eating. That's a time where the whole, hey, you know, come up, have the conversation thing, like, let me and my family finish up. Every other time, I'm very open, very cool. So my wife and I, a year ago, were at this bar in Dublin with some friends, and we're just hanging out. And these people kept staring at me. Like, they were looking at me. They got out the phones to confirm that they saw what they saw. And this went on for probably 15 minutes. And then my wife goes up to them and she was like, "Can you guys just take a picture with him so you can stop looking at him?" And that's how that one went down.
And then they said, "Ma'am, I've never seen Tyvus Powell in person before." Oh, my God. Thank God.
I was at this other spot and somebody was like, "You're the guy from TV. You're OB Stillwell." And I was like, "I am not OB Stillwell."
You just got to go with it at that point.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what just drove Dom Taberi crazy when Clay Hall was retiring over at Channel 6 in 28 and he's having this big retirement tour. People would come up to Dom and say, oh, congratulations on your retirement. I'm not retiring.
Dom, I'm never retiring.
I'm not Clay Hall. I'm not retiring. Call Dom to bury Clay Hall and see how that works out for you.
I should do that next time.
And
I see him.
I'm sure Clay gets it too.
Sure.
You just confuse the guys.
You're the guy.
Your intentions are good.
Yeah.
I've seen you on TV.
Sure.
You're a man. You're old. I was watching the football last night. Big Bears fan.
Oh, yeah.
Here. All right. You lived in Chicago for a couple of years.
I did.
You know how crazy we all are?
Yes.
So I'm watching the game last night, and I, for the first time in a long time, watching a Bears game. I would get them when I watch Buckeye games, to the point where I actually had to watch a couple Buckeye games on the toilet because I was having loose stool, because I was so nervous about the game I was watching.
A little too involved there.
But I'm having heart palpitations watching this game last night. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Bears didn't pull it out. It was a 49er victory, but you tell me, was that just two offenses clicking last night or two defenses that were not?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. I've watched the Bears this year because a lot of my friends are, they cover the team. And it's been really unique watching the transition there. And people talk about Ben Johnson, you know, whiz kid, great offensive play caller. But they've done a really good job of utilizing the weapons that they have. Wide receiver, we saw Luther Burden, who's really emerged. And you see what they've done with the tight ends. Caleb, to me, has been the biggest difference there. So I think it's like really a good offense. And I look at the 49ers and their play caller, head coach in the same way. Those defenses, though.
They were rough last night.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I like the way that either one of those teams play offensively to the point where I'm like, that's an offense I could see in the Super Bowl. Defense, I don't know about that. I can't get that far.
Thing about the Bears defense, though, is they're very opportunistic.
Sure.
They remind me of that Bengal defense from a couple of years ago when they went to the Super Bowl. On paper, they were nothing to write home about, mm-hmm. but they would take advantage. They would always seem to get the key turnover when they needed to get them. We've seen Buckeye defenses like that in the past.
No doubt. Listen, defenses that take the football away to me, that's a skill. It's something that I love to see. I also like that coupled with the defense that doesn't give up a ton of yards, right? Like, I mean, at some point, the dam breaks. And I talked about that. It was, I can't remember what year it was with one of these Ohio State defenses. It might have been like the 2018 year or something like that, where it's like early on in the year, they're giving up a ton of yards, but people aren't scoring on them. They're like, oh, you know, it's like it's bend, but don't break. And I'm like, the break always comes, right? You keep bending. At some point, the break comes. And that becomes the issue. But when you take the football away, certainly it's exciting and it gives you that little bit of hope that maybe it's not going to be this time around.
And then?
And then.
It always catches up with you, right?
It does. It catches up.
Last night it caught up with them. I felt like the Bears rushed themselves at the end.
Yeah, they did.
Because they wanted to make sure they didn't leave any time on the clock.
It's insane,
because they didn't
though.
Want the 49ers to get the ball back. They had no faith in their defense to stop them.
And then you get to a point where now you're scrambling. When you get close to the goal line, you're scrambling. You're trying to figure out what do we need to do. And they do the hook and ladder. And then you got to, you know, clock it and all the different things. And it's like at some point, you just got to say, hey, defense, we're going down here and we're scoring as quickly as we can. You haven't gotten a damn stop all day. Now is your chance.
Right.
Redeem yourselves now, because we're not playing to not put you back on the field. We're playing to win the ball game.
Buckeyes getting ready for Cotton Bowl in Miami down there. By the way, we have a special day of programming on New Year's Eve. This show will be on from 12 to 2. Joshua, we don't get as much complaints as we do when we're on during the early time slot because people are just not used to it.
Sure.
The listener at noon is not used to the idiots from 3 o'clock. But we'll be here 12 to 2 on Wednesday. Today was media day. Put us in the position of what these guys are going through at this point of the preparation. You haven't played now in a couple weeks. You're in front of the media talking about this game, but are you truly ready to play it?
I think for the most part, like right now, they are just shoring up a game plan and making sure that all the guys understand the specific concepts, plays, whatever that they've put in for this week. But they've put in the work, right? Like the work was done a couple weeks ago when they weren't playing. That's when they made the corrections off of the Big Ten championship game. That's where they figured out, okay, like who can we depend on? Who's going to be healthy? What do we need to work on as a team? The self-scout aspect of it. So they should be ready. I will say, this is one of the hardest times this week going into a Cotton Bowl where you have all the song and dance away from the football, where you got to put on the quarter zip and show up to media day, and all of the broadcast outlets want to talk to you. They got,
and they're asking the same questions.
Everybody's asking the same questions. You got a bunch of different sets, and all the big players are there doing it. And then you've got a bunch of guys who maybe aren't as notable that are sitting at these tables with the nameplate out in front of them, and nobody comes up to talk to them because they're like, "And hey, we barely know you." And so now you're just, you're kind of sitting there twiddling your thumbs. You're on the road, so it's a bit uncomfortable. You're trying to figure out, where are the meeting rooms? Where do we eat? What's curfew? Do I have time to go see my parents? Like, that's the thing that I think coaches worry about the most when you get into these postseason situations, is it throws you so far out of your routine that if you don't have a mature group, it gets the best of you.
Ryan Day made a pretty big decision last week, a little coaching change. I said little. It's quite significant. We'll talk about it coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident that's causing some holdup on southbound 270 on the east outer belt from Hamilton Road to East Broad Street. And there's a couple-minute delay due to construction on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard-Rome Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out today. Joshua Perry is with me. So Buckeyes getting ready for Cotton Bowl, Wednesday, 7:30 here on The Fan. Ryan Day made the announcement last week that, you know, it'll be a collaborative effort, but when it all comes down to it, he's going to be calling plays.
Yes.
Instead of Brian Hartline, who of course is out the door after this is all done, going to USF. Your thoughts on that?
So I think there were many people who were concerned about that, and I understand it. They kind of got to a point where a lot of fans were like, Ryan Day shouldn't call plays. He needs to become a CEO and he needs to bring in an offensive coordinator. And when he brought in Chip Kelly, things went really well. And now we've gotten to this point where he's got to take it back. The thing that I would say to people is the sole reason he was brought in to begin with was to bring new life to an Ohio State offense that was kind of Urban's old spread. He brought in more pro concepts. He was able to bring in quarterbacks that are NFL style guys. And he's really good at calling plays, had a lot of performances where they scored a lot of points. So that to me is a benefit. Like, I think he is a good play caller. And by the way, this would be a tendency breaker. And what I mean by that is, if you're watching the game tape of this year, you're seeing kind of the Brian Hartline fingerprints with Ryan Day in collaboration. But like, that game plan will be very different than what you would see on New Year's Eve, because it's all Ryan doing the things that he wants to do. So in the red zone, he's probably going to call it a little bit different. Those situations that people are mad about, and in short yardage, it might look a little bit different. And Ryan Day's been a guy who has done a phenomenal job of getting to the plus 40 yard line and figuring out ways to get the ball into the end zone without even getting down to the red zone, which solves the red zone issue completely. So that's fine. The thing that becomes the question is, now he's got to call plays. He's got to flip over to the defensive headset to listen to those guys having conversation about adjustments. And then, do I take a timeout here? Are we going to punt? Are we going to go for it here? He's got to do all of those mechanics as the head coach of the football team. That, to me, would be the concern if I had any of them, is just getting back into that rhythm.
That's
but
the thing.
Play that, calling, I'm cool.
That's the thing that we saw a couple years back, and we haven't seen it for a few years because Ryan Day was more of that CEO and executive, where you would have situations where you'd have at least two or three delay of game penalties because the call wasn't getting in. then Ryan Day got rid of that responsibility, and the call's coming right from the booth down to the headset, and it hasn't been a problem. I would hate to see that become a problem where these guys are feeling rushed now because Ryan Day is trying to do too many things.
At least in this matchup, you can't be worse than Mario in this matchup.
That's true.
So if there's a time to kind of test the waters with any of that, it would be this one because the other guy is liable to screw it up, right? Like you could poorly manage a game and Mario would be like, I've got one better for you. So
if there's a time to me is I've always said I've never met a normal football coach. They're all different degrees of crazy.
Yes.
Some more crazy than others.
Oh, for sure.
It's amazing to me how these guys that eat, sleep this thing, they sleep in their office, they're looking at this and that and tendencies, where certain simple situations can seem to trip them up, just like timing issues.
Don't you overthink it, though? Like, isn't that part of the thing is you're so hyper-focused and hyper-detailed that you would overthink a situation that kids playing Madden wouldn't even second-guess.
Right.
That I think that's part of it. And the other thing, too, is when you're playing Madden, which I don't play video games, but when you're playing Madden and you lose a game, you just, you know, you flip off the switch and the guy on the other end who's yelling at you goes away. And when you're the head coach of whatever program, like you got to hear about it. And so that's where it really gets into your head.
That's true. The simple things sort of trip you up. Mm-hmm. I remember years ago, there was a story about this guy. He got arrested at a baseball game. He was an MIT professor. I'm guessing that there's not much more in academia you can do
sure.
when you reach that level, like tenure professor at MIT. And so he's at a baseball game and people are looking at him because he's with his like 7-year-old son, and his 7-year-old son's walking right next to dad drinking a Mike's Hard Lemonade. And this guy said, I had no idea. I thought it was just a lemonade. I had no idea there was alcohol in this lemonade. This guy could probably go home and split the atom. But he doesn't know if his son's drinking malt liquor at a baseball game.
I mean, now all of the drinks and whatnot, they have the big ass warnings, right? Like, this will kill you.
And it's because of this guy.
I think it was necessary. It's the conversation that happened in like the 90s and the 2000s of, are all of these things a little bit too branded toward young people? Right. Like, are there too many colorful advertisements? And like, does Mike's Hard not look like a Sprite? You know, like, how can I blame the guy? He's working on so much stuff. He doesn't even know what beverages are out there.
Other coaching news today. Marcus Freeman, he goes on the socials and he says, you know, let's run it back 2026. Oh, yeah. So he's ready to go. There was reports about him being interested and teams being interested in him at the NFL level. They're going to work out a new deal with him, but it looks like he's going back there. Are you surprised?
No, there's no surprise to me. I never felt like Marcus Freeman to the NFL at this juncture was real. It always felt like an opportunity to meet people in NFL circles, and it's always great when you're somebody like him to be able to negotiate like that, where Pete Bavakwa, the AD over there, was like, oh, we're gonna get him a new deal. Like, I'm going to apply a little bit of pressure. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to date other people in public, so you give me this new deal. But to me, it felt like a guy who had unfinished business. They want to win a title at Notre Dame for the first time since before I was born. And it feels like a guy who's still learning how to do the job. Like, we forget how young Marcus Freeman is. And it seems like every year he kind of has these moments where he shows his lack of experiences as a head coach at a place like Notre Dame. So no shock there. I think he wanted to be back, but you can't not interview for an NFL job if people are calling your phone.
Kyle Whittingham officially is named Michigan head coach. He does the press conference, does it all. This is a guy who was at Utah as a head coach for 21 years, mm-hmm. on the staff for 22 years. There have been other opportunities, including this Michigan job,
right,
at other points that were available to him, and he decided to stay at Utah. Why at, you know, in his mid-60s, with this program seemingly in disarray, at least from an image standpoint, would he want to take this gig?
It's such an interesting thing with Kyle Whittingham, where the last probably 3 or 4 seasons, you would get to the end of the year, and he would be a little bit more emotional in the post-game. People would start to ask the question, is he going to retire? And then they put the head coach in waiting over there, and Morgan Scalley, who's the defensive coordinator. And I think it just got to that point where he's like, I can't keep doing this. And probably somebody over there was like, you shouldn't keep doing the will I stay, will I go thing. So when he left Utah, he was kind of like, oh, you know, I'm excited for the next chapter. It's like
I'm in the transfer portal.
I'm in the portal.
Yeah.
And I think that was as big of a thing. I don't think if he ever felt like there could be pressure or that he was holding up Utah's plans for the future, I'm not sure he would have ever left there. And the fact of the matter is he left at a time where all of the other coaches were basically done doing the shuffling. And then Sharon Moore does what he does.
Right.
And they need to find somebody. So it's purely timing off of that. But I also think that Kyle Whittingham, under other circumstances, probably isn't thinking about leaving, except for the fact that people have been asking the question for 4 years now.
As much of a disaster as that has been, it's probably the best hire they could have made under the circumstances, right?
Yes. You get a guy who is going to be mature and not be on Instagram during halftime of games talking to strange women. So that's a plus for them.
We've all been there.
Oh, yeah. So not going to do that. They're a tough team. They want to play great defense. They want to run the football, right? So it feels like it fits the personality and the mold of how they've won ball games. To me, there's this, how much do you need to maybe modernize and be on the cutting edge? Like, young guys aren't necessarily known for being the biggest fundraisers or NIL guys because they never had to do that kind of stuff. And his offense, they had great offense this year, but it's not necessarily known as like a quarterback development lab. It doesn't help the wide receiver issue that they've had over the last, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years. So it makes a lot of sense. I just don't know how different it makes them, and we'll have to see whether that's a good or a bad thing.
Do you think this is more of a like a placeholder sort of title where he's there for a couple of years, they get their reputation back, and then he ends up retiring for good?
Yeah, they gave him a five-year deal, which I feel like is a nice bridge for them, him to stabilize things up there. He's 66, but he's on the Peloton like 2 or 3 times a day. Like, he's a younger 66, and if he wants to continue to go, like, I'm sure they would let him if he's winning games. But this hire at the timing for them never felt like they should be looking for their coach for the next 10 years. I saw Michigan fans on Twitter where it's like, we need a guy who can lead us for the next. No, you don't. Nobody, first off, nobody stays in a place for 10 years anymore.
Right.
Nobody's doing that. So you what you need is a guy who's going to be an adult and who can coach young men, and that's what they got.
Maybe a little bit of a reverse spy situation. They had the Connor Stallions thing. Maybe Urban Meyer has placed Kyle Whittingham up at Michigan because they're close. They have a close relationship.
I joked with Jake Butt about this the other day. Jake Butt, great Michigan Wolverine who's here from Pickerington on Big Ten Network. But I was like, Urban did this. Urban did this. He's destroying the Michigan program from within.
We can dream, can't we?
I mean, it's hilarious. Did you see Whittingham's response, by the way, where they were like, oh, do you hate Ohio State? And he was like, well, I guess I do now.
But he loves Urban.
But I guess I do now is not the most convincing answer to me.
You're paying me $8.2 million.
I'm going to hate whatever you want me to hate.
I have some Green Bay Packer news for you. They have done something that's never been done before. I'll tell you what it is coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch for some holdup due to a crash. That's at the intersection of Front Street and West Fulton Street. We also have a delay due to an accident that's on the left shoulder of southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Hamilton Road and East Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Super Sure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get Super Sure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but Super Sure. The seismic shift is coming. Super Sure. Coming soon. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
When it comes to prostate cancer, go to PCF.org for the help you need to navigate this disease and make the right decisions for yourself. Go to PCF.org today.
Ready? Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Join the Fan weeknights at 6 for the Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State, yes, yes it is. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today.
Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Hey, Max, you look absolutely dashing in that purple tie. Ready to harness the world?
You bet, Daisy. I'm ready as I'll ever be. And might I say, your purple tie really pops with your vest.
Thanks. I almost went with a cape, but didn't want to come across as pretentious.
Nonsense. Anyone in our line of work should rock a cape.
You might be onto something, Max.
Phew. So, here we go. First day on the job. You've got this, right?
Right. Don't forget, we both graduated from Dogs, Inc. with honors.
Which means I can guide my human around a busy city with ease.
And I can give my human a restful night.
I hope my human is kind and loving.
And I hope mine likes wet kisses and zoomies.
Ready to make a difference?
Born ready. Let's go!
Discover how extraordinary dogs like Daisy and Max change lives at no cost to the recipients. Visit dogsinc.org.
The best thing about watching football this weekend, talking football on Reaction Monday.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
The Fan.
This show has over 50 years of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out. Joshua Perry is with me today. Foodgasm coming up at 4:46. Are you ready to talk about what you ate during the holidays?
Well, I am. I had shared a little bit of it earlier today and did my call-in on T-Bone and Tyvus and had my plate policed, per usual.
God.
But you don't do that here, so this is a safe space.
No, there's none of that. There's none of that. Tyvus, I wonder how he did on his diet that he started the week of Christmas.
You know, I've never met somebody who starts that many diets. And what that means is he doesn't finish a diet. You can only start so many times. Like, you have to finish one at some point.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't finish.
I told him, just joking, I said, Tyvus, the baby Jesus wants you to eat this Christmas season. And he said, baby Jesus wants me to eat one plate of food. I said, get out. If Jesus had limited options, all right, he probably had some rudimentary version of hummus.
Yeah.
You know, some pita bread.
Some dates.
Some dates,
yeah.
Right? Maybe a little fish,
mm-hmm.
depending on the situation.
Yeah.
And he's drinking wine.
Mm-hmm.
But if he had the buffet mm-hmm. in front of him, you're not telling me that guy wouldn't just go to town?
I don't get it with Ty. I love him. But there's got to be a better way, you know?
I'm not saying I have that better way. You may.
I We were talking about it during the break. I'm very big on not restricting different things out of my diet. Like, I love French fries. If I couldn't eat a French fry on a certain diet, I'm just not going to do it because I know it's not sustainable. So, yeah, like, put the one plate thing makes sense, right? You want to restrict your intake. But then there's also like, well, how big is the plate?
During Christmas, though. You gotta go up for more plates.
Oh, please. Yeah, and during Christmas is crazy. But like, I've got those dinner platters that you get from the grocery store, and like, you could put a ton of food on
there. I was going to say, how big is a plate?
How high can I heap is the question.
The Packers, they have done something that's never been done before in NFL history. They have lost three games this regular season where they have not punted. Three games.
It's an interesting thing. Does that say more about their philosophy toward possessing the football, how they have lost games, their opponents? Like, that is a very interesting stat.
Well, here's what they did against the Ravens. Because Malik, whatever his name is.
Willis,
yes. Had a nice performance.
Sure did.
I mean, he came in and he did the job. Offense wasn't the problem. They couldn't stop. And who can stop Tyler Huntley?
Yeah, Snoop.
Can't stop him.
Mm-mm.
But here's the Packers' possessions against the Ravens. Touchdown. Failed fourth down.
Mm-hmm.
Fumble. Touchdown. Kneel to end the half. Field goal. Touchdown. Interception. Failed fourth down.
Okay. So we've got a couple turnovers.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple of fourth down attempts.
Correct.
So that makes a lot of sense, I feel like, in this day and age of football. I was talking to my dad this weekend, and we got into a whole discussion because there was a team, they had like fourth and one on their own 30. And I was like, I'm going for this every time. And he's like, that's insane. And my philosophy is that maintaining possession of the football is the most important thing. So if it's 1 yard to go, I can't get a yard. Like, well, damn it. My defense better be good to get a stop there, make a kick a field goal or something. And so this idea that you would have two failed fourth downs before you would have a punt does not shock me in this era of football.
Do you see this trend continuing?
Yes. And I think part of it is this idea of the analytics and what the card tells you, which I don't necessarily buy into the card, but I understand where people are at. The discussion, I think it was Greg Olson that he was having, which really intrigued me, was these field goal kickers in the NFL are so good now that you don't really even have to move the ball all that much for them to be able to score points. So this idea of where I give them the ball, like, they might get two first downs anyway and be in range to kick it. Like, I should just try to maintain the football. And I don't necessarily disagree with that.
Let me talk to you about the kicker situation, because I was talking about this with my dad over the holiday, where you got guys lining up for like a 56 yarder, which is routine.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I was a kid, and regardless of what you think, I'm not that old. But if you hit like a 50 yard field goal, they're almost parading you around the field. Right. It's like, oh, Martin Anderson's here, the greatest kicker of all time, right?
Right.
It was really difficult to hit something 50 plus. And now you're lining up 56. You don't think anything of it. The NFL has shown in the past, when things have gotten too easy with extra points, we're going to move this back. We're going to make it difficult.
Yep.
Can you see in the next couple of years they scrunch those goalposts together a little bit to make this a little bit more difficult for coaches?
I think they should. I think it takes some of the excitement out of the game, where, especially on a 2 minute drive and a team only needs a field goal to tie or to win, and instead of them having to drive, you know, 40, 50 yards, depending on where they get the ball, if you feel like they're two first downs away,
right,
that to me takes away so much of the excitement of the game.
And it sort of bails out bad coaching,
it
too.
It bails out a lot of things. It really does. Like, bails out having a bad offense in a lot of situations, too, right? Like, I don't have to move the ball that much in order to score points. That's insane. I feel like the whole crux of football is like, yeah, it should be difficult to score points. And now it's very easy because of some of the legs that are out there.
The other thing that I've said for years is I think the league need, and college football should do this too, go back and reexamine the automatic first down penalties, where you have a situation where it's third and 20, right? But you have a legal contact penalty.
All right.
And it's a 5 yard penalty, but that results in an automatic first down. I'm not saying it shouldn't be a penalty.
Right.
but should it be an automatic first down?
Yeah, they should take a look at that. I'll tell you the biggest gripe that I have watching football on Saturdays and Sundays is these quarterbacks who throw these quote-unquote back shoulder passes.
Yeah.
And a defender's in coverage, and it's an awful pass. It's poorly located to where the wide receiver has to run back through the body of the defender, and that's the defender's fault. That, to me, is insane because I watched Oregon's one of them. Dan Lanning, evil genius as a coach, he will set up situations where he's just like basically telling his quarterback, throw it at the back of the guy covering the receiver,
right,
and whether it's he catches it or not, we're going to draw a penalty. And that's how you move up and down the field. That is terrible.
So how do we fix it?
Beats me. That's not my job. My job is to complain about these things. I don't get paid nearly enough to actually come up with solutions.
Some good news for Indiana football. Details coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some residual traffic from an earlier accident on southbound 270 on the east outer belt from Hamilton Road to East Broad Street. And things are a little slow on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Capital One. Capital One offers no fees or minimums on checking accounts. And most Capital One cafes are open 7 days a week to assist you with your banking needs. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One and NA member FDIC. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
My mom is a veteran and she was injured in the line of duty.
I hurt my leg in a training accident when she was only 2 years old.
She had 7 different surgeries over the span of 9 years and there were tons of complications.
I couldn't be the mom my kids needed me to be.
She missed so much.
After my last surgery, I got an infection so bad I thought it was going to kill me.
I told her she couldn't leave me yet. There was still so much she had to see. I hadn't even graduated.
I'm doing much better now. I may have lost my leg, but I've gained so much. I'm an active part of my kids' lives.
She can kick a mean soccer ball.
DAV's been there for me and my family. Through thick and thin, they've had our back.
Every year, DAV helps more than 1 million veterans like Sandy get the health and disability benefits they've earned so they can achieve victories great and small.
My victory is getting my life back. I got my joy back.
We got our mom back, thanks to DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating Me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today.
Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
What would it take for my child to only miss half a day of school for treatment?
What would it take to fund a cure for childhood cancer?
It would take all of us to come together to support the research. Join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Cole Bartimus. It took 5 months, but the Columbus Blue Jackets finally granted Igor Chinnikov his trade request. The CBJ are reportedly sending Chinnikov to the Pittsburgh Penguins in exchange for draft picks. The 24-year-old Russian winger was the 21st overall selection in the first round of the 2020 NHL draft. Also, tonight's CBJ game has been delayed by half an hour, so will now start at 7:30 in Ottawa. Catch it here on The Fan. Monday Night Football in the NFL tonight, Rams at Falcons. The Rams are currently favored by a touchdown as Matt Stafford looks to add another data point to his MVP candidacy. The Rams currently hold the sixth seed in the NFC playoff picture, and a win for the Rams tonight would be a double advantage because they also hold the Falcons' first-round draft pick for 2026. And we're only 2 days away from the Cotton Bowl. Buckeyes and Hurricanes from Jerry World, 7:30 on Wednesday. Programming note, this show that you're listening to right now will be on from noon to 2 on game day prior to our pregame coverage.
Timmy desperately needs you to listen to this show so he can pay for his stupid dog's 10th ACL surgery. This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Clear? Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Joshua Perry is with me today. Timmy's back with me tomorrow. Blue Jackets have had quite the day. They could not get out of the city, not because of weather, but because of mechanical issues with the plane. I think they've finally left, and they've gotten to Ottawa, where they're playing tonight. Mm. The game was supposed to start at 7. They've pushed that back now to 7:30. And they've also made a trade today, Teddy. They traded Chinnikov. Jeff Rimmer will be devastated. They finally traded him to Pittsburgh. You said for draft picks. Does it say what draft picks they're getting?
The one report I saw was a second-round pick in 2026, third-round pick in 2027, and then one player, Danton Heinen.
Oh, Danton.
Yeah, you know Danton.
Danton. Good old Danton Heinen. Anyway, I got my Blue Jackets quarter zip on today.
Yeah, you do.
Which is one of my pet peeves. Not the actual quarter zip, which I like. This is why it's impossible for me to buy clothes. We need to have a standard sizing. This is a large. It's the biggest large I've ever put on in my life. If I were to get an XL of this, I'd be swimming. Mm-hmm. But then I will buy XLs, and it sucks in where I see my breasts on full display. We need a standard sizing for garments.
So my wife basically says I have a uniform when I get dressed. So a lot of times I'll wear a sweatshirt. If not, wear a quarter zip as you saw me the last time. When it's a little bit warmer out, I like to wear a golf polo. The Nike golf polos, I feel like I'm wearing a sail off of a sailboat. They're so damn big. And it's a 2X. I put it, first off, they're long, so they stay tucked when you're golfing. I get that. This one is wide. There's just so much material.
Mm-hmm.
And I order from a different brand, and I get a 2X, and to your point, I feel like a 2X sausage.
Yeah.
And like
it's like Mark Ingram on TV.
Wow.
He's busting out of that suit.
Wow. Button is like, help me. I love Mark. Why do we do this? My wife was a fit model for Abercrombie. So basically what her job was they would like pattern the clothes off of her body before we moved to Chicago. And it was great for her. A lot of people got different shapes. So, you know, like the person doing it for the 2X, I guess, at Nike for the golf stuff must have just been a big ass 2X.
No, but if I'm buying a really nice shirt or a jacket or something, I got to get my stuff tailored.
Sure.
All right. Because I got short arms. Mm-hmm. What fits me in the stomach is too long on the arms. So I get my stuff tailored. But a hoodie or a quarter zip, that's not economical. I can't get everything tailored.
Oh, why not? You make the big bucks. You said that earlier.
I know that not everything's going to fit to me, but we have such a disparity. That's the word I'm looking for. Between certain larges and extra larges, we need a uniform. We need clothing communism is what we need.
No, we don't. We need that jacket that Marty McFly had in Back to the Future 2.
Oh, that sucks up to you?
Where you press the button and it sizes up.
Your jacket is now dry.
Yes, that's what we need.
That's what you
need. And we should have had it by now, by the way, based off of the movie.
We should have had all this stuff by now.
I mean, we're kind of slacking as a society. The little pizza thing, doing the pizza, hydrates the pizza. We need that.
You were giving me crap in the break about Cheshire Market Pizza.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they didn't do as well as you thought they should have done.
Think you guys didn't give them a real look. You know,
I gave him a real look.
I don't know if you did.
What else? What is the other place you told me I have
Gabby's.
To put it? Gabby's.
Yes.
This is all up north because that's where you live.
That's all up north. Yes.
Okay.
But it's all phenomenal. Really.
You know, you're working here now.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to be involved in Pizza Madness in the spring. And
yes.
I think you should really take Tyvus's spot. Because
was he involved?
Well, the plan this year is because Bone and I have divorced, but we're still going to do it together.
Okay.
So Timmy and I will do it in the afternoon.
Right on.
And then Bone and Tyvus will do it in the mornings.
Bad participant.
And we will, you know, commiserate together and come up with a clear winner. But Tyvus has said that all pizza tastes the same. And I don't know how we're going to have this guy making real decisions. I think you need to boot him out.
It's really a dumb take. It's one of the worst takes that I've ever heard.
Pepsi and Coke taste the same too, according to him.
That's also an awful take. Team Coca-Cola over here. Here's the reality of the situation. I've eaten pizza with this man, even if he tries to say that he doesn't eat bread. I've done it before. He knows what he likes. There's a difference between when we're eating Little Caesars and when we're eating Jet's Pizza. He knows there's a difference. He's had Gabby's with me before. He's had Cheshire Market before. He knows there's a difference here. So this, to me, I feel like he's so convicted in the way that he speaks, which I love. But I think he's living a bit when it comes to these things.
He doesn't even realize he's in the bit anymore.
He's so far gone.
Right.
But it's a bit.
I like to say that, like, once upon a time, are you a wrestling fan?
No.
Okay, well, you know who Ric Flair is?
Of course I know.
Of course you know. He's he's a whore. He'll go anywhere for a chick. But Ric Flair, once upon a time, was just Ric. And he would go home, and he had his wife and kids. And then he'd go on the road, and he was crazy wrestler guy. Over the years, there was no difference between those two guys.
Right.
You know, crazy Ric Flair started to go home to his wife and kids, and that's why things didn't work out in that area.
Sure.
So you think Tyvus, when he started to get into broadcasting, he said, I need a hook. I need a gimmick.
And it was pizza tastes the same.
Well, it's not just pizza. It's Coke's the same as Pepsi.
Right.
You can't drink dark liquids. They're bad for you. Sprite's okay, but Coke is bad.
So here's the thing is I think it's a bit, but he lives it out. In real life, like I think he says these things at home. Now, I am the king of a bit. I'm also the king of a bad faith argument. It's one of the things that I feel like I excel at in life, and more people need to engage in arguing in bad faith. But it works out in this business. But I have to find that line when I'm at home because my instinct is to argue. I should have been a lawyer, but I'm not. And so I'll do it when I'm at home, and then I see myself getting into this bad faith aspect of it where I know I'm wrong and now I'm just trying to make it right.
But you're in it.
I'm in it.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think he is, those are things that started as a bit. Now he fully believes it. So it's not anymore, but I don't think he goes home with Lauren and is like doing bits the whole time.
I don't think so.
I do bits some of the time at home, and I can get where that's annoying.
The Indiana Hoosiers, they're getting ready for Alabama. They got some news that Omar Cooper, star wide receiver, is going to be good to go for this game. I've heard some takes of people saying that they think that Indiana could lose this game. What do you think?
I think if they are who they've been all year long, they're going to beat Alabama. It helps to have Omar Cooper Jr. back. That's perfectly fine. He's a great player for them. Indiana's defense all year has basically made every offense they've played look really uncomfortable. They did it when they played against Oregon in a big way. They did it against Ohio State, obviously, in a pretty big way. And part of the reason why is they're chaotic on their defensive front. They move guys around to create unblocked players, and their secondary is really complex. Alabama's offensive line is not what it used to be. They can't run the ball well, and you can get pressure on their quarterback, Ty Simpson. Caden Proctor, their tackle, who everybody's like, he's a first round pick. Mm-hmm. He'll get a GM fired. I'm convinced of that. That's a different conversation for a different day. I really don't think he's gotten better since he's gotten there. And then Ty Simpson struggles with the deep ball. He tries to play hero ball sometimes where he's just holding the backfield and get hit, and he'll throw it to the other team if he's not being careful. I feel like it's the worst possible structure of a defense for Alabama. So Indiana doesn't even need to do anything special. I think they just need to show up and
just not beat themselves.
Yeah. And they've shown me no signs that they will beat themselves either.
I've been with my wife for over 20 years, and I realized just this past weekend that she's a big, giant hillbilly. And I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slower traffic on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. And things are a little slow on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show.
But now, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, just to name a few, live or on demand.
You have no excuses, the Fan.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Cloudy skies and windy conditions will continue here through tonight with winds gusting to 35 to 40 miles per hour and temperatures dropping down into the teens. So with the wind, it will feel like it's closer to zero here by your Tuesday morning. And then on Tuesday, we are tracking partly cloudy skies here. A little bit more sunshine for the afternoon, but still cold with highs into the upper 20s. By Wednesday for New Year's Eve, we are tracking our next chance for light snow here for the evening. A dusting to 1 inch will be possible here as we head into Wednesday night. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
You know, the holidays, they're a time of indulgence. Maybe you have too much to eat. Maybe your body's out of rhythm. Maybe your noodle is not as limp as it should be. Not as stiff as it should be, and it's too limp. That's what I was trying to say. I want you to see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. If ED is putting a strain on your relationship, this year, turn things around. Show your partner you care by giving the gift of treating your ED and restoring your relationship. Wouldn't you want to ring in 2026 with just a great poll down there? Yes, you would. I'm running out of ways to describe these things, Teddy. Go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com. Joshua Perry is with me today. Timmy's out. He'll be back tomorrow. You were complaining during the break that we got all these, you know, bowl game swag packages, which is something that you had when you played. They give you at least gift for showing up. For example, we had the Birmingham Bowl. It's going on right now between Georgia Southern and App State, a 6-6 team and a 5-7 team playing in the tourist mecca that is Birmingham, Alabama. I kid you not, there's 150 people at this game, but I think it's a headphone company. So they all got big ass headphones wear. And you were saying how the packages today, back in my day, we got crap. You said they're too extravagant today.
Well, it's a whole thing. So I think it starts from the idea that when I was playing, they had a limit on how nice the gift could be per NCAA restrictions. Okay, so now all that stuff is gone.
I think there's still a limit, but they just blow right past it and they say, "Well, yeah, go ahead, find us."
Oh, yeah, somebody'll sue them. So they're not stopping anything. They might start giving guys cars at these bowl games. But the thing that really bothered me outside of the bowl gifts was the actual swag that you would get to go down there. We would get a terrible pair of tennis shoes, a sweatsuit, a polo, and a t-shirt. And now I'm looking at these guys. They got sweet shoes. They get all the sweats. They got quarter zips. They got hoodies. They got t-shirts. I was looking at the package that Indiana gave their guys. They had four hats. They had four hats in the thing. God forbid I ever asked for a hat back when I was playing. They'd be like, I don't know. I mean, we got to check the inventory to see if we have any hats left over. Like, and I want these young guys to really appreciate the swag era that they're in because it was never like that before.
You want them to know that guys like you paved the way so they can get four hats.
I bled so they could wear hats.
That's right.
You got one head. Why do you need four hats?
Well, different days of the week. Actually, they should have seven hats.
Okay, now
change up your outfit.
Now I'm starting to boil a little bit on the inside.
I found out after being with my wife for over 20 years that she's a big giant hillbilly. Two separate incidents this weekend took me by surprise. And it's hard at this point for me to get surprised by anything because I've been around this person. I know everything about her. I can tell you what she's thinking most of the time, even when she can't. But we're at a restaurant this past weekend. They have a bowl of mints right there at the register. You go pay, and mints, take one.
Sure.
Normal person takes one, maybe two.
Okay.
She takes like 27 mints. She takes, just piles them in her purse. And I said, what are you doing?
Yep. I really like these mints.
Well, then I'll buy you some damn, we'll go to the store. They don't make them in the back there. We can go on the website and go to Brox.com and get some mints.
You had a real problem with that.
Yes, I had a problem with that. It's embarrassing.
You'd have a problem with me.
You take 27 mints?
And toothpicks.
Why?
Oh, are you kidding me? God forbid I'm caught somewhere with stinky breath and I didn't have a mint in my pocket.
Well, did tariffs get the mints and the toothpick industry?
They've gotten everything. I'm planning my New Year's menu right now. Tariffs have gotten everything. It's a different convo. Listen, they put them out. Most of the people walk by.
They put them out for you to take one.
Right, but I feel like it's my obligation to make sure that I'm taking what should be taken. My wife walks right by. That's two for me at bare minimum. My mom walks right by. That's a third one for me.
You are the reason why Krispy Kreme stopped giving out the free donut when the light is on.
I'm not the reason.
You are the reason.
I'm not.
Because I've been in there before. And I go, oh, I have my one donut. And then I buy donuts because I'm in there.
Oh,
and I had one guy come in. Could I have my free donut? Oh, and I got six kids in the car. Can I have six free ones for them too? And he walks out and buys nothing.
My thing, listen, if you're going into Krispy Kreme, I'm never going in there not buying something. Like I go in there and the hot sign is just on and that's a bonus. I get the bonus donut.
All right, good.
Okay, but I'm getting at least a dozen.
Good.
All right.
You're a fine American.
I'm not. And by the way, we talked about it earlier. I probably over tipped. So there's plenty of money flowing through the restaurant when I'm leaving, but I'm getting a handful of toothpicks. I'm like the old dude sitting around at home, just flipping a toothpick from side to side in my mouth. And I got a pocket full of mints.
All right, so that's hillbilly thing number one.
Okay, so I'm a hillbilly, I guess, now.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Are.
That's hillbilly, and you're justifying your hillbilliness.
It's fine.
You look them dead in the eye when you take a fistful of mints and say, I tipped well.
I am entitled to these.
So the second one was just yesterday. We're having breakfast, and I'm having a bowl of cereal, and Samantha's having a bowl of cereal. And I say to my wife, who never eats cereal, why don't you have a bowl with us? Have a bowl of Frosted Flakes. Look, Tony the Tiger wants you to eat him this morning.
I don't know. I don't really eat cereal.
I was like, well, and I was thinking back. I don't think I've ever seen this woman eat a bowl of cereal. And so she says she's going to have a bowl of cereal. So I hand her the box. And instead of pouring it out into a bowl like a normal person, she takes her hands, shoves them in the box, takes out a bunch of cereal and throws it in the bowl. And I looked at her like I had never met her before. Who is this person? Is this an early sign of dementia? What is she doing? Now, you're going to tell me you do this too?
No, absolutely not. It's crazy because, you know, like, oh, I don't really eat cereal. It's like, no, you don't even know how to put it in the bowl.
What? Just pour it. Pour it into the bowl. How am I supposed to do it? What do you mean, how are you supposed to do it? Is it your first time on Earth?
My gosh. That is insane. That is insane behavior. Just scoop it out.
With her big paw.
Like a crane.
My hands are clean. What's the difference?
The difference is, this is not how human beings behave. That's the difference. Wild.
Why would you even think to do that?
I don't know. And then Samantha looks at me. What's wrong with mom? So many things, I guess.
What's wrong with mom? Plenty.
And it's going to be your job to take care of her. I'm going to die. You're going to have to deal with her. She's going to be 100.
Just scooping cereal in the home.
My God.
Yikes.
At this point, by the way, here's another thing that I have that I discovered this weekend. It amazes me that there are people out there that still have no idea how a roundabout works.
Mm.
Okay? Because I was almost killed by a woman who decided to use every lane of the roundabout during her little jaunt around it. Just cutting off people. I want to go in this lane. I'm going to go in that lane. Look, when they were first put in, I'll give you a little bit of grace.
Sure.
Maybe you're not from Europe. You're not from New Jersey, whatever it is. They had a ton of these things and you were not used to it. But now at this point, I think if you can't use a roundabout, you need to instantly go to jail and have your license taken away. Now, go ahead and tell me why you can't use a roundabout.
Oh, I'm great. I'm Mr. Roundabout. The one on, what is it, 161 in Riverside? I've seen some people get in some trouble on that one.
That's where I almost died.
Makes a lot of sense.
This weekend.
That one, I've seen people get in trouble over there. That is a hefty roundabout. My mother, her biggest complaint in the world nowadays, it seems, is the people with the roundabouts. And it's not how people navigate them. It's the person in front of her not being aggressive enough getting in, where she's like, you had enough time. And so she'll lay on the horn. And I do think it's a little bit annoying because, of course, you miss the one opportunity. It's like just a string of cars coming. But the roundabout conversation has been had in my household many times.
So your mom lays on the horn, huh?
She is from New Jersey, East Coaster. They don't care.
I like that.
I rarely, if ever, use the horn. I'll give somebody a nice courtesy toot if they're sitting there.
I laid on that horn this weekend. I laid on it. And you know what bothered me is that the horns aren't loud enough. I could barely hear it. I want a horn that almost breaks your windshield. It's so loud.
Yeah. I feel like the the F-150 types, like that has a pretty, you know, it's got a nice one.
That's fine. I'm not
right.
driving.
My car horn is like, you know, it doesn't do very much. So that's why I just give the courtesy beep when people are screwing around.
That's the problem in Europe, though, is that they use the horn so freely. The European cars make the horns softer because they're using them so frequently.
Okay.
But I don't use the horn unless I really have to use it. I want people to hear it.
I've never been to Europe. So it's a
thing
where... I want
black market horns.
They're like, I'm sure you could get an aftermarket
I'm just
setup.
Saying, we can get like stereo stuff put in.
Oh,
we
yeah.
can get rims, all that lights under the
no,
car.
No, that's what you need is you need that setup where you can have basically a siren and like lights that are up on the windshield.
That's called a police officer.
Dude, I know it's what it sounds like I'm describing. I'm describing something completely different. You can get that hooked up in your car. It's not police lights. They're not blue. It's not red. You just get a bright flashing light that you can flip on and off.
The light of shame.
Shame people.
Instead of shaming them with noise, we have light.
We blind them on the road.
What's the difference? They're going to crash and die anyway.
This is insane.
Teddy, you strike me as the type of guy that never lays on the horn. You're too nice of a guy to put on the horn.
I actually had a moment that I had a little rage the other night where I was driving, and it's a residential area, and they had changed the speed limit down from before it used to be, I think, like 50. Now it's 35. And so I was going the speed limit, and there's some car comes screaming up behind me, and it's a double yellow line. You can't pass in this area at all. And they went flying around me. They had to be going at least, 50, 55 miles an hour. And it just angered me so much in this residential area that it did. And I laid on my horn and, I was just so mad about that.
You're going to be like Michael Douglas in Falling Down. Like one day you're just going to have enough and go on a spree.
I may. Yeah. That's why I don't have the guns in the trunk,
Joshua Perry is with me. Timmy is out. He'll be back tomorrow. We could have some NFL craziness going on. I mean, they're setting this up, this schedule up next week. It could be totally bizarre, and the appetizer is tonight. I'll tell you why in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at some slowdown due to an accident. That's on Alum Creek Drive, north of the I-70 exit. And there's a bit of a slowdown on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by SuperSure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get SuperSure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but SuperSure. The seismic shift is coming. SuperSure. Coming soon. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
It was 61 degrees last night at about 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up this morning, wind chill was 10 below. Now, I'm not one of these winter complainers. I have no problem with it. I do have a problem with the large temperature variations because then Mikey's head hurts. Got a little migraine this morning.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Has that always been a thing, or has that progressed with age?
Yeah, what you said. Progresses with age.
That's what I've heard.
Everything progresses with age,
my
friend.
That's what they say.
I need you to take your big meaty paws and rub my temples.
Oh, I can help you out with that. I have no problem with the temperature swings, the different weather things. The problem that I have is how my wife manages the temperature inside of the home.
Shouldn't it be consistent all the time?
It's too damn cold all the time.
What does she keep it at?
Before we had conversation, she used to keep it at 65.
Oh,
and so
baby.
When the temperature goes from being warm to like super cold overnight, I would wake up an ice cube. There'd be frost on my windows. Just cold all the time.
Well, she didn't have the heat kick on at a certain time.
No. The AC just running.
65 with the AC?
Yes, brother.
What is your bill?
Oh, listen.
65 with the AC? I got to tell you, if she wasn't married to you, I think I'd hit on her.
Oh, no.
That sounds perfect.
It's so cold all the time.
Put a blanket on. You're fine.
Now we've got young children, and I'm like, you can't freeze them. You can freeze me. Like, you can't. That's that. You'll go away.
So what's the compromise now? What does she keep it now?
68, which is still
that's a little warm for me.
It's a little chilly for my taste still, but I can manage that.
The NFL is going to have some craziness. So we got a winner take all coming up next Sunday night between the Steelers and the Ravens. Did you watch that Steeler-Brown game? How the hell was that?
It was nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I could get that time back.
They can't win up there, though.
No, they can't.
People talk about, that huge upset. It's like, well, if you've been paying attention, the Steelers go up there. They have problems almost every single year.
Well, the reality, too, was the Steelers, people were saying it. I believe it to be true. They were 100% playing not to let Myles Garrett get that record on.
That's what Myles Garrett said after the game.
It was true. I mean, the whole game plan was basically like, we'll cut off our nose to spite our face as long as that guy doesn't get the record. And it was really difficult to watch that because when it came down to crunch time, they actually started having to play a little bit. And it's like, maybe this thing could have been different if they would have just played the whole time.
Yeah. So now you have the Ravens still in this.
Mm-hmm.
They're not commenting on whether they think Lamar is going to play in this game or not.
Which is?
What?
The whole Lamar thing is
insane. Talk to me about that. Because a lot of people now are starting to come out of the woodwork.
Yes.
Even people in Baltimore.
Yes.
That are saying that, you know, this guy doesn't practice well.
Falls asleep in meetings.
And he's up late playing video games, and they've moved practice times into the afternoon to accommodate him. You know, this is stuff we haven't heard before. Starting to trickle out now.
It is interesting hearing that because clearly somebody within the organization has a reason that they want to say that. People have talked about, like, is there anything you can do, make a trade, whatever, get some capital back, kind of move on from that era. I don't know if they would get there. The one thing that I would say, though, is if I'm a general manager of an NFL team, one of the first questions I'm asking when I'm in these interviews is, do you play video games? What's your gamer tag? Because I want to know if that is something that could derail your career. Whether this reporting is true or not, clearly he likes video games. Kyler Murray, the guy who likes video games. Those guys are ass. And I think part of it is, you should be studying your playbook. You should be going to sleep at a decent hour, but instead you want to be like you're 14 and play the game all night. I'm not inviting that into my locker room. Can't do it.
So it's not necessarily video games are bad for you. It's you don't know how to control yourself regardless of what you're doing.
Right.
You're not getting the sleep that you need to be a world-class athlete.
It's a little job seriously. It's a little bit of both. I don't think you can sustain like that as a quarterback. I think if you are a cornerback, if you are a defensive tackle, I think you can sustain doing that. As a quarterback, I need the most regular guy. I need you, like, I'm going to sleep at 10 p.m. every night after doing a half an hour routine to get my mind right before I go to sleep so I dream well. That's what I'd like.
So Johnny Manziel, not for you.
Who could have seen that coming? Who could have seen it coming?
Did you see that he no-showed
yes.
game day?
And then he put out this cryptic post. Did you see the post after?
Yeah, I saw the post, and I saw Rhys Davis sort of
was like, I don't buy it,
giving it back to him.
He was hanging out with Diego Pavia, Diego's mom, and Theo Vonall down there in Nashville or something. They actually all went to Miami where he was, but the game was in College Station. It was the whole thing.
So the other drama that we have is with the NFC South.
What are we going to do with them?
Well, you had the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who lost again yesterday to the Dolphins. They've crapped themselves. You had the Panthers, had a big game at home with the Seahawks. Seahawks are very good, okay? But you thought maybe the Panthers would take control of that division, and that hasn't happened. So you have the Panthers there at 8-8.
Yep.
You've got the Bucs at 7-9. And then tonight, you actually have the Falcons, who are alive in this. Mm. The Falcons are hosting the Rams tonight. There could be a scenario where there could be a three-way tie at the end of all of this. And then, I guess, was it the Panthers would have the tiebreaker?
What are the tiebreakers? Do we know?
It says
the Falcons can't make the playoffs, though, but they can cause chaos by making a three-way tie.
Exactly. So the Panthers would win the division by virtue of the best record in the three-way round robin.
Okay.
By virtue of a sweep of the Falcons, the Panthers would be 3-1, and the Bucks would be 2-2. Mm. So you take those three teams.
Sure.
And then you combine what they did against each other.
Sure.
That's the tiebreaker.
I have a feel on tiebreakers. The ACC would have been perfect for this. Let's meet up, and you pick the game. But we're going to have some representative from these places meet up together. We'll televise it.
Fight to the death?
I mean, we're rolling dice. We're flipping coins. Like, whatever.
It's like Rocky and Apollo Creed in the basement?
Turn it into content. Yeah, I mean, if you want to fight, that's fine, too. Turn it into content. Why not? These tiebreakers on paper are a little bit boring, and you almost have to have like a math person on staff. Like for college, with the conferences so big, we would email the conference office, and we'll be like, hey, can you walk us through where things stand with your tiebreakers? And they wouldn't get back to us for days. Like it would be 2 or 3 days.
Because they didn't know the answer.
Because there are so many things they would have to go through.
Right.
Let's make it easy and let's make some content. Y'all want inventory so damn bad. Have them meet up in a parking lot somewhere, random Walmart parking lot somewhere in Charlotte if you're the ACC. And then you pick the game.
You got
let's go.
That guy at NBC. What's his name? The guy who does all the stats.
Kornacki.
Kornacki.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. No, I don't want that.
You don't.
I don't want that. I want Mario Cristobal in a cutoff shirt, standing next to, I don't know who, you get David Cutcliffe to come back on behalf of Duke, and they've got to do something against one another, and it's televised.
Arm wrestling?
Could be. We don't know.
Toe wrestling.
Maybe we pull it out of a hat when they get there, so you don't know who your representative should even be for what the competition is going to be for the tiebreaker.
I'm telling you, man, we got all these studio shows to, you know, oh, here's the rankings, the Tuesday rankings for the playoffs that we're not going to see for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. You're right. They love content. They would sell the hell out of that.
I would watch in a minute.
Maybe we put them on game shows.
Oh, yeah.
Like Supermarket Sweep.
Ah, that was one of those ones for me back in the day.
Supermarket Sweep?
Oh, yeah. Used to watch that one. What was it? Press Your Luck? I used to catch the reruns. I was too young for that show, Game Show Network. I used to catch the reruns on that all the time.
What did you do when you stayed home?
Oh, Big Maury.
Oh, I love Maury.
Maury, absolutely.
Maury is the ultimate boss, by the way. That guy retired 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. They're still running it every single day.
Have you seen the Maury Instagram?
Is it his Instagram?
He will make a video every once in a while.
No.
And then there will be some controversy going on, and Maury will just pop up and be like, hey, I can settle it for you guys. it's really
that
good.
That guy is wiping himself
He's also
with $50
like
bills.
90 years old.
He's old.
Yeah, he is.
He's old. Married to Connie Chung.
Yeah.
Fun fact. Anyway, Foodgasm. We're going to talk about holiday food. Me and Joshua Perry coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns Backers.
We've got an accident that's causing some delay on Alum Creek Drive south of Livingston Avenue. And we've got slower traffic on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by SuperSure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get SuperSure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but SuperSure. The seismic shift is coming, SuperSure. Coming soon. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Bishop and Friends.
We'd lift, and then you just go to practice afterwards. When did gym become extinct? When did we get to the point where, like, we don't sweat in gym class?
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
What's the point of watching football all weekend if you can't overanalyze it?
Reaction Monday is sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
The Fan.
Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out. Joshua Perry's with me today. Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus get things started. It's a Hot Take Tuesday. Jean-Luc Grandpierre will be on the show at 7:17, talking Jackets. Jackets in Ottawa tonight. Game time has been pushed back to 7:30 because the Jackets had problems with their plane. They also traded Chinnikov today to Pittsburgh, which means he will turn into a superstar. Rothman and Ice, noon to 3 tomorrow. Tyvus will make his weekly appearance at 1:30. Have I ever done my Tyvus laugh for you?
I can't wait.
Ready?
Yes.
That's my Tyvus laugh.
And Tyvus is one of the most jovial souls that I've ever known. He'll laugh.
Mm-hmm. And on this show tomorrow, me and Timmy back. We're doing Inside the Buckeyes, rapid fire game show, all that crap. And on Wednesday, a special time for the show, noon to 2, right here on The Fan. Oh, also tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, it's the Cotton Bowl preview show. Skip Mossick, Paul Keels, Jim Lachey, and Tyler Danberg. He's a good, clean boy. You ready to talk some food?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Man and Timmy present...
Oh, yeah.
Foodgasm.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
This is the holiday food edition. So last week we did this. We talked about what we were going to eat for the holidays. But now we're going to talk about what we did eat. How it came out. How it was. So, Joshua, take me through your holiday festivities, food-wise. I mean, I don't care about family or anything other than that. Yeah.
All right. So, I guess I should get this off of my chest first, is when I go on those websites that have recipes, I don't need your life story. I need to know what ingredients go in the dish.
You don't like the tale that comes with the recipe.
I don't care about your mother's farm back in Indiana. I really don't give a damn. I just want to know.
All right.
Okay. All right. So now I got that off my chest. So Christmas morning, my mom brought over a casserole. It's like a Denver casserole. You ever heard of that? Eggs?
I've had a Denver omelet before.
Yeah. It's a similar thing, just casserole form.
Okay.
So she brought that over, and then I did a French toast casserole. So talking brioche and, you know, cinnamon and cream and all the different things, vanilla.
So it's like a bread pudding almost?
Well, a little bit, yes. And right. It was phenomenal. Of course, got to fry up some bacon to go along with it. And then we had the smoked salmon bagel platter.
Oh, I'm a big fan of that.
Me too. So that was how we started off the night.
That's a pretty good start to the day.
It was. We miscalculated, however, that we would have to eat dinner at some point. And so we ended up door dashing dinner on Christmas. No,
nobody thought about dinner?
Well, you know, I was so excited about this breakfast menu I was getting ready to prepare that I didn't even consider that we might have lingerers all day into dinner time. And so had it just been me and my wife, I would have whipped us up something, but we had more people.
So what did you DoorDash on Christmas night?
So there were two different DoorDashes. My wife and my parents and my aunt all had Chinese food.
All right.
I DoorDashed Fogo de Chao for a high protein dinner.
You don't want Chinese food? You don't like Chinese food?
I have food allergies. I have some concerns about cross-contamination in the kitchen when it comes to Chinese food, so I avoid generally.
Are you telling me they don't take the abundance of care cleaning those walks off in the Chinese restaurant?
Not sure that they do.
I know they don't, and that's A-okay with me.
Yeah. So we started off real hot and then had to make an adjustment.
What about dessert? You had a gathering without dessert?
Well, I had made dessert for many gatherings leading up, so that felt like it wasn't my responsibility either.
So you had no dinner and no dessert. This is the worst hosting ever.
It's really not. I promise you it wasn't. There was a lot of hosting leading up. I baked cookies that I did from scratch for a whole bunch of people. I did cobblers. I did all kinds of different things.
But you didn't plan for the actual day.
I didn't think that everybody was going to linger all day.
You got to kick them out of your house then.
Oh, I couldn't do that. That's so rude. That is so rude.
You know what else is rude? Not having dinner for them.
That's what we got DoorDash for.
Not even a cookie? No cobbler afterwards? What kind of cobbler did you make?
Blueberry.
You put some ice cream on there?
Are you kidding me? You want me to bring you some next time I make it?
Are you kidding? You're kidding.
I think I'm going to make some for New Year's. And I'll be in on Friday. So I'll bring you some and leave it here.
What are you doing on Friday?
I think I'm doing Bishop and Friends on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you come over in the morning, have some cereal time with my wife.
I'll just scoop it on.
She'll scoop it and put it right in the bowl with her.
What kind of cereal
were
you eating, by the way?
Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, you did say that. We weren't allowed to do the sugar cereals as a kid, so I ate
a
lot.
Neither was I, but now I've overcompensated.
Well, I don't eat cereal anymore as a reason, but I used to eat Kix, and a bowl of Kix feels real nostalgic.
I love Kix.
Yeah, buddy.
You don't eat it anymore?
No, not really.
Allergies.
No, you can find a cereal.
That should have been the dessert on Christmas night. Hey, guys, I don't have anything for you. You want a bowl of Kix?
I'll get you some Kashi. I'm a big Kashi guy when I'm eating cereal these days.
On Christmas Day, I made a Sicilian pizza.
Okay.
All right. And I don't know if you've ever had Sicilian pizza before. Yeah. It's called Sfincione.
I didn't know that, all that. But
all right. It's almost like an upside-down pizza. Mm-hmm. The sauce is on top, and then there's some breadcrumbs on top, too. Your pants would fly right off your body if you had this.
Okay.
No meat, just onions and cheese and sauce and flavor town. We had that for appetizer with some cheeses and a selection of cured meats that'll stop your heart dead.
All right.
Then, for the main course, I made a beef tenderloin so succulent that you didn't have to chew it. Just slid right down your throat.
It's interesting.
I made a peppercorn sauce to go with it.
I like a sauce.
Because, well, a tenderloin needs a sauce. It cries for a sauce. You can ribeye it up, and that's
big flavor.
That's bold. Big flavor, right. Bold, beefy. If you're making a filet or a tenderloin, it needs an accompaniment.
Sure.
So I made a wonderful sauce, roasted up some carrots with that, put a little brown sugar on the carrots, too. Yeah. They're nice and sweet.
Yep.
Had a little spinach pie. It's like a spanakopita. Do you know what that is?
I've heard of that.
Spanakopita?
I don't like how you said
that. Say it.
No.
Spanakopita.
Spanakopita.
Nope. You're not saying it with flavor.
I would prefer not to.
Teddy, will you say it with me? Spanakopita.
Spanakopita.
Thank you, Teddy. Little phyllo dough and spinach and feta cheese, and you get that all crispy in the oven.
That is so good.
And then for dessert, I had my mother-in-law and my mom. They both brought huge trays of cookies.
Were they homemade?
Homemade.
Okay.
And a bowl of kicks.
No, you didn't.
To round out the whole night.
Are you doing anything for New Year's? Is that a big meal?
I'm working. I'm here all week.
I guess my question is, you have to eat dinner on New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve, actually, I'm done at 2 o'clock, which is much earlier than normal. So I will go home and I will cook something. I'll whip up some sort of pasta.
Okay.
I don't know what yet.
All right, fair enough.
Maybe fancy. Maybe I'll put a little lobster in the pasta.
Cannot eat that.
All shellfish bad?
Bad.
What about a calamari? You can eat that.
So here, I will say this, is I think it's, I got a whole theory about it. There are some that I can, but generally, as a rule, I avoid. Like squid, I can do that.
There's no shell.
It technically falls under the shellfish thing.
But it's not a shellfish.
Yeah, you got mollusks and you've got crustaceans. Okay.
It's just like, and I think it falls under
the mollusk category. And so some of those are hit or miss for me.
Teddy, that's one of T-Bone's favorite metal bands, the mollusk category.
Yeah, he sells those at the laundromat, right? Good times.
Thank you. Teddy, can we talk about some golf coming up next?
Sure.
Brooks Koepka.
December golf, yeah.
And a college basketball legend is making himself crazy. That's next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is moving a little slow on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. We also have slower traffic on eastbound 670 between Neal Avenue and 71. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. When you're trying to find quality candidates, all the searching, screening, and interviewing can become a job itself. You need Indeed, the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
My son Ian was diagnosed with a brain tumor at the age of 16 months. The outlook was pretty rough. I mean, it was, you know, we had no hope until St. Jude rescued us. I mean, they saved him. To this date, you know, we are 12 years into this journey, and from day one, we've never once seen a bill. It gave us the peace of mind to know that we're there with our son, and we're gonna beat cancer together. Now, he is doing really, really well. He's alive because of what St. Jude has done. He's here because of the doctors who came before, their blood, their sweat, their tears, the knowledge accumulated and shared, you know, with everyone else around the world. This is how we get rid of this, how we help kids beat cancer all over. It's the future.
Together, we will make cures possible for every child everywhere. Learn more at stjude.org.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
America's hunters and target shooters, along with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, have invested more than $46 billion to help state fish and wildlife agencies manage and protect wildlife and wild lands across America. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Do you hate?
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
From the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Cole Bartimus. The Blue Jackets are trading winger Yegor Chinnikov to the Pittsburgh Penguins in exchange for forward Danton Heinen, a second-round pick, and a third-round pick. The 24-year-old Russian was a 21st overall selection in the first round of the 2020 NHL Draft. Also, tonight's CBJ game has been delayed by half an hour, so it will now start at 7:30 in Ottawa. Catch it right here on The Fan. Monday Night Football in the NFL tonight. Rams at Falcons. The Rams currently hold the sixth seed in the NFC playoff picture, and a win for the Rams tonight would be a double advantage because they also hold the Falcons' first-round draft pick for 2026. And we're only 2 days away from the Cotton Bowl. Buckeyes and Hurricanes from Jerry World, 7:30 on Wednesday. Programming note, this show that you're listening to right now will be on from noon to 2 on game day prior to our pregame coverage. This update is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. This new year, don't set a goal without a clear course of results. Drop weight your first week and every week at awaken180weightloss.com.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
Get ready for the Cotton Bowl with a Chasing the Championship special. Tonight at 7:30 on 10TV, join Dom Tiberi and Adam King, who I'm told has lost his voice, live from Dallas. Plus Nicole Sheeran and Tyvis Powell here in Columbus as they get you ready for kickoff. Watch tonight, 7:30 on 10TV. Stream it live on 10TV Plus and the 10TV app. Chasing the Championship on The Fan and 10TV is presented by Logan Services, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Man, I'm glad we sent Adam King to Dallas, who was there for 2 days, and he lost his voice. Probably hanging out at the local strip establishments there, Joshua Perry.
He lost his voice.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Booger McFarland said recently that he spent all his per diem money, like $919, when they went down to the Peach Bowl.
$987.
I'm sorry, $987. just one establishment down in Atlanta.
Yep.
I assume that was the Gold Club. Have you been to the Gold Club before? It's now closed, but it was quite big back in the heyday.
I have been to such establishments just twice in my life.
That's it?
That's it. I don't... It's hard for me to justify spending money on that. You know?
Well, you don't. You go... And then you lie.
So, interestingly enough, one of the times that I went to one of these, hope my mother is not listening today, was when I was playing in San Diego. And I had a teammate who used to like to go out to these establishments during the week. And, mm-hmm. and I think it was either Monday night or Tuesday night was industry night. So it would be a bunch of people in there wearing suits, just got off of work. And so he wants to sit at the main stage. And so I oblige. And I was not there to tip because, again, it's not really something I felt like I needed to spend money on. And one of the people working in the establishment said, well, if you're going to sit at the main stage, you need to be tipping. And that's when I got up and left.
Do the strippers hand you a pad and say, I'd like to ask you a few questions? Are you satisfied with my service? And then you add a tip on
they're
there?
They're old school cash only.
I've been only one time in my entire life.
Did you enjoy it?
To a strip club. I did not. That's why I didn't go back.
Okay.
My buddy of mine bought me a lap dance. I didn't want one.
Sure.
But he bought me one anyway. And I couldn't stop talking to her. I enjoyed none of it.
What were you talking about?
Oh, are you in school? So okay. How are things going? And eventually she said, you know, I'm the one that's naked. You don't have to be so nervous. That made me even more nervous.
I'm sure.
I had like my hands outstretched.
Yeah.
So I didn't even accidentally touch her. That's the last thing I wanted to do.
So I went to one of these bad boys. The second time I went was down in Florida I was there for a bachelor party. And this was one of the establishments that's known to have really good food. And we get there on a party bus and go upstairs. They had a whole section, whatever. And I wanted this food so bad. The kitchen was moving slow. And by time they actually brought my order out, I was already on the way out. So I didn't get to try the food. It was
one of your biggest regrets. You didn't get to try the strip club food.
I was very curious because people were hyping it up, but it's, and so again, have not been back. No reason to go.
See, back in the day, the Gold Club in Atlanta, all the athletes would go there. All the pro athletes would go there. And there was a prostitution ring that was going on there. We're in the VIP section. Things were being exchanged that shouldn't be for certain services. And so the feds came and they raided and all that. They had a big trial where they subpoenaed a lot of the athletes that would go there on a regular basis. So like Patrick Ewing had to come in and testify about what went on at the Gold Club.
Yep.
Andrew Jones played for the Braves and he had to testify under oath about what was going on. One of my favorite things is they had it on Court TV. They're filming this. Andrew Jones at the bench. He looks very, he's got his suit on, looks very professional. They said, Mr. Jones, can you please tell us why you frequented the Gold Club? And just like he was answering any question, just matter-of-factly, he leans into the microphone and says, because I like the girl-on-girl action. Well, thank you very much. You've answered.
No further questions. That is, I mean, it's really insane, but again, under oath, I guess.
He answered very honestly.
I'm surprised more establishments haven't been shut down for that reason.
The prostitute?
Yes. 100%.
This sounds like you really want to say something.
The second experience that I had, my friend's cousin was...
So more than just the food was really good there.
Oh, he was definitely in one of those private rooms paying for something that should not be bought. I was...
And you're like, man, I hope the wings come out soon.
I'm like, man, what is going on here?
Oh, I heard they make a good patty melt.
And I'd say this last detail. This man had his brothers, his dad, his cousins, his uncle at the place with him for his bachelor party. It was like insane.
That's a whole thing. Like, I know some people do that. Like, hey, son, you're 19. I got you a woman. You're a man now. I'd be like, that's disgusting, Dad.
It's a whole freaky family.
That is disgusting.
You're no shot.
All right, Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo's very upset. He's very upset because we're bringing, like, former G League players in. We're recruiting them to play college basketball. Now, there is a dude who is actually drafted. I'm trying to figure out his name here. Where the hell is it? James Naje, 7-foot center from Nigeria, was selected 31st overall in the 2023 NBA draft. He never played in the NBA. He played in some G League games, played internationally, but now he's committed to Baylor,
yes,
with Scott Drew. And Tom Izzo has just been yelling about this. And I understand why. This is not in the spirit of college athletics.
Right.
I get it. But is this kind of like NIL where you're just beating your head up against a wall? It's not going to change. Or can you really see the NBA would have to be cooperating with this?
Right.
And cracking down on professionals going back to college.
Well, I think this is part of the issue with all of these changes that are going on is what you have to say, what I have to say, what the NCAA has to say, what the NBA has to say doesn't matter because somebody's going to court. And what the court has to say is going to be the way that we operate from here on out. I personally hate this. I feel like the waivers that they've given players for 6th and 7th years, I feel like guys being able to go pro and then not be any good and come back it's hurting opportunities for high schoolers to come in and be a part of the sport. Because you take a 7-foot dude who was good enough to be drafted over a high schooler any day.
Right.
Right. Like, you'll take a 7th-year senior in college football over an 18-year-old every single day. So I don't love that aspect of it. The question I started asking myself is, at what point do guys in college football decide that they want to declare for the draft, become a 4th, 5th round pick, and then just not sign the contract and say they want to come back?
Right.
Like, at what point have we gone too far with this? And that's where I'm curious. And I know what we know and what has been established as the way to operate can be very different than how the law would see this situation. But I just feel like we might get to a spot where we got dudes who are every year, I'm just going to enter, see if I'm drafted high enough. If not, I'm just going to not sign the contract and come back.
That leads me to another question, and that is, do fans actually care about any of this? It's almost the whole PED aspect of things in baseball.
Bring them back.
Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about strip club food and how PEDs should be given out like candy. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Things are a little slow on southbound 315 from Kinnear Road to Town Street. We also have a small slowdown on westbound 670 going from Grandview to I-70. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan. Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org today.
People don't realize that glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness.
Because there are often no early symptoms, nearly half of those with glaucoma may not even know they have it until vision loss has occurred.
I was diagnosed with normal tension glaucoma in July of 2020. And what we found out at that point was I had already lost 40% of my sight. And you think it only affects people that are, 75 or older, retired, grandparents. And that's not the reality of it.
I didn't think at all glaucoma was going to affect me because I didn't know of anyone that had glaucoma, no one in my family. When you have glaucoma, you can't get back that sight that you lost. And so early detection and treatment is vitally, vitally important.
Don't miss life's most beautiful moments. Schedule an eye exam today.
National Glaucoma Research, a Bright Focus Foundation program, offers free resources and tips for healthy vision.
Learn how to protect your sight at stopglaucoma.org.
Toyota. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
Did it? podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Cloudy skies and strong winds will continue through tonight with winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour. And with temperatures down into the teens, the wind chill factor will be closer to zero here as we head towards your Tuesday morning. Cold conditions will continue with a little bit of sunshine here for your Tuesday afternoon. We'll see high temperatures into the upper 20s, but we are tracking our next weather system that will bring us some light snow here as we head into New Year's Eve for the evening hours on your Wednesday. A dusting to 1 inch will be possible here as we head through Wednesday night. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Hey, kids. If you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet? Huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
To Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out. He's back tomorrow. Joshua Perry is with me. When last we left you, Joshua was advocating for rampant PED usage. Now, we'll get back to that. But
sure.
We're talking about Tom Izzo having a conniption fit about former professionals and guys who were playing in the G League and guys who were drafted in the NBA all of a sudden having college eligibility and playing in college. I understand why. But I think sometimes, you know, we get wrapped up in industry stuff.
Yeah.
When in reality, I don't know if the fan that pays the money to go see this or watch it on TV necessarily cares that, you know, the signing window isn't cooperative for the coaches' schedules. You know, we just sort of sit there and we watch. We don't care if Mark McGwire's on anything.
Right.
We just like to see the balls fly out of the park.
Right.
I'm not saying that's right or that's wrong, but I feel like sometimes we get so much in the weeds from a professional standpoint, we forget about that the majority of fans don't really care.
So I guess my pushback to that is you care when you feel like you're a victim of it.
Correct.
So if you're one of these schools and, you know, you had to get rid of a coach and now you got all your players are opting out and then the next coach you signed didn't win the press conference, like you start to nitpick at everything and you get pissed off at the structure of the sport. It's the people who like college sports are always whining about tampering. Everybody's bitching and moaning that this school's tampering, this school's tampering. Until you get the class that you like, and now you got all the players that you want, and you got this dude to transfer from whatever school, then tampering's not an issue for you. So I think we are all very selfish in the sense that when we feel like we've been victimized by the things we don't like in the sport, we care as fans. But if it's benefiting you and benefiting your team on whatever day you watch games, then you're probably willing to turn a blind eye to it.
A guy like Tom Izzo, though, you know, it sounds like he hates all of this.
He does. He's old. And all of the old guard are very resistant to how this is going. And part of the reason why is he was a great coach. And now everything is starting to balance out and spread out a little bit more. And now he's got to actually be a good coach.
Right. But you wonder why someone like him would even want to stick around. You've done it.
Why
right?
wouldn't you?
You've won an edge. Well, he's got more money than he'd ever need.
You know, the thing that I've learned about rich people is they always want more money. Rich people are never tired of making more money. So this idea that he can retire, I agree with. But he ain't done making money yet. So he's going to keep going.
He's had some bad investments?
No. He's probably got the greatest investments. The ones that me and you can't get, he's probably got.
I just, and I relate to a little bit of this because, you know.
Because you're rich?
No,
I'm joking.
For a while, I fought back against, hey, man, you got to do videos now for social media. Oh, yeah. And it's, you know, I like to do radio.
Right.
That's what
right.
I do. But now
right.
I'm on YouTube. By the way, go watch us on YouTube, youtube.com/watch me now. No, I don't know what it is.
You see a couple of hands talkers.
Exactly. But you got to do the YouTube thing. I pop on 10 TV whenever they want me to do that.
Sure. And
I used to fight against that stuff. And I used to say, no, I'm a radio guy. It's what I do. But that's just part of the business now.
No doubt.
Is what Tom Izzo complaining about, is this just going to be part of the business in 10 years? We don't even think about it.
Do you think doing videos makes your job more difficult or makes you worse at your job?
My principal job? No, not really.
I think that's the difference between some of these old guys, is they had thrived in a system that was completely different, where if you could hoard and recruit the best talent, you didn't necessarily have to be the best game day coach. Like, you could just,
right, right.
And now I think it's exposing some people who don't want to have to deal with that. First off, they don't want to meet with boosters. They don't want to have to chase kids down for money. They don't want to talk to agents. But I think that there are some coaches right now that are starting to figure out, like, I'm not as good of a coach as I once thought I was, because everybody else has good players now too.
Do you think it's that? Because what you're describing is self-awareness. And I don't know how much self-awareness these guys have.
Well, I think they've got enough to know when the tables are turning.
Well, or is it, it's stacked against me now?
Well,
and
no,
that's why I can't compete.
They will take the victim route every single time.
Right.
That's these guys are famous for becoming victims in a scenario where they're absolutely not. But I think part of that is rooted in this idea that they know that it's harder for them to get it done. Whether they're being aware about it or whether they just want to flip to the victim card is however they operate in the world.
I think they tell themselves, and they're not, I say them like they're different from, you know, people in other walks of life. They're not. They're just dealing with this publicly.
Right.
Everybody's job responsibilities, they change with time and technology.
Sure.
And that's just the way it goes. Consolidation, all of that. Brian Hartline today. I saw Brian Hartline say, you know, I'm all in.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be more all in on this Cotton Bowl this week. My focus is 100% on that. I'm sure he thinks that.
Yeah.
But that's not, it's impossible. He is technically the head coach of another school.
Right.
You can't possibly be 100% in on your job. Right?
I agree with that. And so I think, to spin it back to the conversation we're having, do our fans feel like they are being victimized by the calendar in college football because their offensive coordinator can't be 100% committed right now?
Perhaps.
And yeah. And I think that's kind of where people get with this. Like, I've seen as many people on Twitter whining and complaining about this. By the way, Ohio State will almost never be in a scenario where they won't be able to adapt and compete, regardless of.
Right. Right.
There's more talent in Columbus today than there was in the days before guys could transfer and before you could pay guys, right? Like, this is a well-equipped spot, but every single thing that happens that doesn't go in favor of your team, now all of a sudden it's a problem in an existential crisis, and we have to blow the sport up, which I think there are with a lot of leagues, not just college football, but in a lot of different leagues and a lot of different sports. Yeah, probably need to blow some things up, but it's not broken. People are tuning in to watch these games, right? Like, people are going out buying tickets to watch these games, so things are fine. But I can see where folks are a little bit perturbed.
Well, maybe not the Birmingham Bowl, which we saw today.
We should go down.
No, I'm not going down.
Let's do a live show next year
from
the Birmingham. I know a great hotel.
I don't do the South.
I know a great hotel, and I know a really good restaurant in Birmingham. It's the only upscale restaurant in the whole damn city.
What's the restaurant?
I couldn't tell you the name, but I could find it. I look up in my email at some point.
What type of food are we talking about? A steakhouse?
Yes. I had, it's like a Southern steakhouse type of situation. I had short rib that was phenomenal there. It was magnifique.
Chef's kiss?
Chef's kiss. Yes.
Best in all your travels, best restaurant you've ever been to?
Gosh, that's a put you on the spot.
Or at least let's narrow it down to a couple.
Okay, so we were talking in the break that I generally don't go out for soul food because I feel like I can cook that at home.
Right.
There's a spot in Columbia, South Carolina called Kiki's, and that was some of the best soul food that I've had. Another spot in Columbia is where my grandmother used to live, was Bangin' Bulls Barbecue.
Bangin' Bulls.
Something like that.
Teddy's been there, right? You spent a weekend there one night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
Those were really good. Most of my travels, I like to play it safe. So I'm eating, even if it's at like a steakhouse or whatever, I'm eating at a chain. I want to know what I'm getting. I want the experience to be kind of universal. You know, I don't want any surprises.
Well, surprise. What's going to happen to you? You're not going to Mexico. You're not going to drink the water.
No, but I like to know when I pull up, there are going to be things on the menu that I've enjoyed.
Like what? What's one of your staples that you go to?
So like Mastro's. They got one at Easton now. They have them in a lot of big cities. If I'm going out to a steakhouse, it's a spot that I like to go to.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I like to do that kind of thing.
What's the order, though, when you go to the steakhouse? Is it the same cut every single time, or you change it up?
I'll flip between the ribeye, New York strip, and the filet. I get the French fries every time. They bring it out on the platter. It's like, I mean, it's a damn boat.
I'm so happy to hear you say that, because a lot of people turn their nose up at French fries at a steakhouse. And I contend that if you have a wonderfully cooked piece of beef,
yes,
the perfect accompaniment is a crispy potato. And what better version of the crispy potato are you going to get than with fries?
Why? Listen, some people are lost in this world and they need our guidance to bring them back.
That's right.
But every steakhouse I'm going to, I'm getting French fries. And then they got butter cake for dessert. Phenomenal. And a big ass martini every time.
That's what it's called on the menu?
It's what I call it.
Big ass martini.
I tell them to change it, honestly. Delish.
They'll name it after you.
No.
Joshua Perry's Big Ass Martini.
I will say this. We got these steakhouses. They've got Jeff Ruby's and Hyde Park with the coaches. And if you have a drink named after you, it's a little more problematic than having a steak named after you.
I don't think so.
I think it is.
I don't think so.
You got Tyvus's Pink Lemonade, and you got Joshua's Big Ass Martini.
Just don't make Tyvus's drink anything dark.
Well, Pink Lemonade, we're getting closer.
Closer, but it's not dark.
It's a bad take.
He's got a lot of bad takes. Breaking news.
Bad take.
But that's what makes him endlessly entertaining.
He is probably my most entertaining friend.
No, I've said I spent so much money at Hyde Park. The fact that Kirk Herbstreit has a steak mm-hmm. named after him there, yep. and I don't.
They're going to do the Peter Herbstreit
me.
Here shortly,
oh
too.
Oh, my God.
Do you watch the videos? Do you see the dog?
Yes. It's one of my pet peeves.
I'm not a fan of the dog.
It has nothing to do with the dog. It's about the guy that owns the dog. He thinks society's rules do not apply to him.
Did you see the video where he brought the dog on the field and made Bo Nix pet the dog?
Yes.
But Bo is like, I was attacked by a dog as a kid, so I don't like dogs.
No, God forbid. God forbid you don't like somebody's dog. Or you don't want to be licked in the face or humped by someone's dog.
I'm disappointed. Not in Herbstreit doing it. I'm disappointed in the amount of people that have enabled him to continue.
It's turning, though. The society's turning
on him.
It's
not, though, because the stadiums give the dog a credential. The hotels give the dog a goodie basket.
Oh, well, those people.
I know, but like that is the bigger issue.
If you read the social comments, it's
please.
Turning against him.
Never read the comments. The comments are almost never complimentary.
Also, what I wanted to say about Herbie having his own steak, I actually went out about 20 years ago to Mitchell's downtown with Herbie.
Okay.
All right.
This was back when he was
working here.
Yeah, yeah.
Working here. And back when we were pretending to be friends. And he ordered a filet and got some ketchup with it. And I just want to point out that this man has a ribeye named after him. At Hyde Park. Oh, yeah, he put ketchup.
So
he ordered the ketchup.
My dad's mom, this is an old woman. She passed when she was in her mid-90s, would go to Ruth's Chris on her birthday, and she would order a steak with ketchup.
Well done.
She was a child of the Depression
era. I understand.
Era.
It's a different thing.
It's a different
world.
Wasn't?
You know who wasn't? Herbie. We're going to hear from some Buckeyes down at the Cotton Bowl coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some holdup due to that construction on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard Rome Road. And there's a couple minutes slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 17th Avenue and Hudson Street. This report is sponsored by Super Sure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get super sure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but super sure. The seismic shift is coming, super sure. Coming soon. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Mixing bleach with my floor cleaner would take the stain out.
When my youngest ate the dog's medicine, that was a new one.
I was trying to protect my garden, but I accidentally sprayed myself with pesticide.
So I called 1-800-222-1222, the poison helpline.
A poison expert helped me figure out what to do next.
I was connected to someone who spoke Spanish.
They answered my questions.
It was free.
It was confidential.
It was real help in real time.
Keep the poison experts in your pocket. 1-800-222-1222.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over. You're listening to Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Hey, tonight, get my thingy again.
Get ready for the Cotton Bowl with Chasing the Championship tonight, 7:30 on 10TV. Join Dom Tiberi and Adam King, who lost his voice, live from Dallas. Plus, Nicole Sheeran and Tyvis Powell here in Columbus as they get you ready for kickoff. Watch tonight, 7:30 on 10TV. Stream it live on 10TV Plus and the 10TV app. Chasing the Championship on The Fan and 10TV, presented by Logan Services, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
I was just telling you in the break how I made a beautiful tenderloin on Christmas Day.
That's right.
And I have certain members of my family that like their meat cooked through.
Mm.
And I simply will not oblige them. I'm not going to ruin this beautiful roast. I'm cooking it to 130. It's nice and medium rare on the inside. If they want, I will cut them a piece, put it in a frying pan, and cook it some more for them. But I'm not going to compromise the integrity of my roast.
You're a better host than I am, because I live in a similar world. I'm not butchering the meal, because your taste is that you need the meat to be gray on the inside. I don't cook like that, so I refuse to do it. At least you offer to get the frying pan out. My mom, big QVC woman, she orders the meat to be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll bring me over these fillets that are frozen. I love them. And I'll cook for her and myself. And she'll be like, well, is it pink? And I'm like, yes, it is. And she knows.
You say, no, it's red. It's even better.
Nuke it. I don't even get the...
She puts it in the microwave?
Microwave it. Butterfly it, microwave it. Get all the color out.
Oh, God. What a disgrace.
Yeah, well, I mean...
You can go to the grocery store and get some scraps and nuke it.
Brother, the kitchen is shut down. Once I turn that flame off, I'm not getting back up stove. I'm done.
We had media day over at the Cotton Bowl today. So I have several players on here. How about Caleb Downs? You want to hear from Caleb Downs?
Sure.
This is Caleb Downs talking about Matt Patricia.
I think players play better when they know that their coach cares about them. And I think that he's proven that to us, and that's allowed us to put our best foot forward when the game comes and really trust in the teaching that he's taught us and focus on the moment like he always talks about and always feel gratitude for the situation.
We talked about Caleb Downs last week or whenever you were in with me, I forget, but you know his football IQ, all of that. Who would you compare a guy that you played with to Caleb Downs? Not necessarily, you know, maybe the same position, but just knowing where everybody's supposed to be on the football field.
IQ-wise, from the safety spot, Von Bell was a guy who was pretty dialed in. I'd say a player that I was in the room that I sat in was Raekwon McMillan. He, from day one on campus, really, he was as sharp as anybody just learning the install of the defense and then being able to go out there and have great command. Even as a freshman, he would go out there, and if guys were in the wrong gap in front of him, he would yell at them. If you know, safeties weren't rolling the way that they need to, he would get on them. He was a guy who just naturally knew football. Another underrated name, Cam Williams, was my roommate. He was a special teamer for us basically all 4 years. That was like having another coach sitting in the linebacker room, and he's like assistant GM or something for the Broncos now. So like obviously football guy.
Yeah.
But I've been around guys like that. They're impressive. I'll tell you this Caleb story. So I had an interview room at Big Ten Media Days, and he was one of the guys on my list. So I sit down and we start going through the questions. And one of them was, what's the difference between playing in the Big Ten and playing in the SEC? And you expect these questions about, you know, SEC this and Big Ten that. And he was like, well, you know, Big Ten, bigger personnel. You see a lot more 12 personnel, which means we got to play base. Like, it was the most, like,
he breaks it down from
academic
coaching level
answer that you could get. He's just a serious football guy.
Yeah.
And you love having those guys in your locker room.
I've seen guys before, and you I'm sure you have too, that are just, you know, physical specimens, mm-hmm. but they can't be where they're supposed to be on football field. So it really doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, you look at Caleb Downs, there's nothing inherently special about him from a physical standpoint, but he just knows where to be. He knows how to impact a game.
What he can do from his position, and the other guy on the defense is Arvell Reese, what he can do in terms of versatility. I don't think Ohio State's able to run half of the stuff that they have if those two guys can't move around the way that they do.
Right.
Now, the difference is for Arvell, it's, you know, he's either on the line of scrimmage, he's walked out as a linebacker, and he is the guy that can do anything from a physical standpoint. Caleb has to understand every role on that defense, because they'll walk him up to the line of scrimmage. They'll have him playing at linebacker depth. They'll put him in the post. They'll put him over the slot. And it's not common when a quarterback has to break the huddle and the first thing he does is, where's number eight? Where's number two?
Mm-hmm.
Usually they just go out there and say, okay, like, is it middle field open? Is it middle field closed? Is this guy kind of lined up over top of the slot because maybe I can expect the blitz there? No, it's literally identifying where the personnel is on defense. We used to do that, like wide receiver, tight end, like guys that we had to know. We would identify personnel. Offense is having to do that. Crazy.
Carnell Tate was there today. And he was talking about how different play caller maybe affects players on the field.
They don't impact us at all. We go out there and get the play call. We go out there and execute the play call, no matter who's calling it, whether it's Coach Day or Coach Art. We all have a common goal. That's to win the Natty, and the coaches do too. They all want to win the Natty as well. So they're going to put us in the best position to go win.
We talked about that earlier, that maybe we read too much into that because, you know, Ryan Day made his money as an offensive guy. If you're a player, do you really care who's calling the plays for you?
You care if they call the right ones. You know, like, I think that's the only concern is, like, do we feel confident in the game plan that's going in? I'm sure they do. Here's a take for you that I don't think a lot of people have explored, but is there not a chance that we get the best wide receiver play that we've seen all year from this point on? Because that's Hartline's focus now. Like, he's back to what he was doing when he first came in,
mm-hmm.
which is coaching the hell out of wide receivers. And this, we might see them as dialed in and as productive as we've seen all year long, because now he's back to just doing that.
Jeremiah Smith is one of those guys. He's talking about his quad injury here.
Yeah, I'm feeling good right now. Over the last, you know, couple of weeks, you know, just taking care of my body, getting my body right for a long, you know, playoff run. And, I was dealing with a quad strain. Was projected to be out 3 to 4 weeks. Was not expected to play in a team minority game, but know how to do what's best for the team.
I would get in arguments with people where they said, "Oh, we saw what happened last year when you got the bye. You don't want the bye. You always want the bye.
Sure.
It doesn't matter what happened last year. That does not affect this year. The fact that you had these guys get an extra week of rest is pivotal."
Nobody's really talking about the idea that you probably had Carnell and Jeremiah out there at less than 100%, which, by the way, might have been the reason why they went so much 13 or 14 personnel in situations where they probably wouldn't do that. It's, you know, we got to save these guys to actually make the postseason run. So I'm with you on that. The bye last year, that was a lot of it had to do with terrible seating in a bad playoff structure, which mm-hmm. they fix this year. Like, I think these guys are mature enough to handle the time off and they'll be as fresh as we've seen them.
I want to ask you about the playoff structure and what we do moving forward. And Back Page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident that's blocking the left lane and causing a 10-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 17th Avenue and Hudson Street. And watch out for a crash that's partially blocking the right lane if you're on northbound 270 on the east outer belt at 33. This report is sponsored by Super Sure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get super sure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but super sure. The seismic shift is coming, super sure. Coming soon. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
World Children International and friends like you are giving children in poverty a chance to grow and thrive, to be healthy, to succeed in school, and achieve great things. How do we do it? In the best way possible, by helping ensure access to healthcare, nutrition, and educational opportunities. And most importantly, by empowering youths and their families to get out of poverty and into employment through life skills, computer, and job training. The very tools they need to break the cycle of poverty and build futures full of promise. Because every child deserves a chance to realize their full and best potential. Learn more about how Children International is empowering children and families by going to children.org today. That's children.org.
How are you spending your New Year's Eve? Unless your answer involves 13 and a half hours of Buckeye pregame coverage, you're doing it wrong. From 6 a.m. till kickoff at 7:30, we're live and local. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
The Lindsay. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Tori syncytial virus, or RSV, is a common seasonal virus, but it can have major implications on a patient's heart health. Most RSV cases involve mild cold-like symptoms, but up to 160,000 adults are hospitalized each year for more serious cases, and RSV can escalate chronic health issues. If you're over the age of 60, talk to your doctor to find out if the new RSV vaccine is right for you, and learn more at heart.org/RSV.
When it comes to prostate cancer, go to PCF.org for the help you need to navigate this disease and make the right decisions for yourself. Go to PCF.org today.
It's Reaction Monday, where our highly trained experts talk football.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
Your home for reaction and overreaction, The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. We had a Blue Jacket game time move back today because the Jackets had problems with the plane. They couldn't get out. So the game time's been moved back to 7:30 in Ottawa, which means our coverage starts at 7 right here on The Fan. Joshua Perry is with me today. Timmy and I back together tomorrow. Talked about playoffs. How many teams are, is the right mix? 12, 16, whatever. Snoop Dogg was at the half in one of these bowl games the other day, and he said 24 is his sweet spot.
It was his bowl game.
It was his bowl game? The Snoop Bowl?
The gin and juice presented by Snoop and Dre.
All right.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Yeah. We've gone too far. That's
we've gone too far now at 12.
We've already gone too far. We've passed the tipping point. And I think the solution that the power brokers see moving forward is to continue expanding the playoff. They want the inventory. They want inclusion. They want whatever they want. And I just asked the question, and people always hit me back with, well, that's not how the NCAA tournament works. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be hoops. I don't want to be the NFL. I want to be college football. Did you feel like all 12 teams could win it this year?
No.
Like, how many of the teams that were in the field did you feel like could win?
Five.
Okay. So six, five, typically where I land. So we could have gone a 16 playoff. We could have gone an 18 playoff. We skipped over eight. We went right to 12. So that is an issue for me just as it is. I think we have too many teams. And it's killed bowl season, which talking heads like myself also partook in that by saying that they're exhibitions that don't matter and basically encouraging players to opt out early on in that process. I remember my senior year, we played Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl, and we thought we should have been back in the playoffs in 2015. We weren't. Everybody played in that game. Like, there was not a question of opting out. So that's part of it. And then we killed the New Year's Six structure, which I think really hurts, because before, you were kind of that second tier team. You might not win your conference, you might not whatever, but at least there was the four teams in the playoff, and then you could end your season with the New Year's Six Bowl victory. And now there's not even that, because those are all college football playoff teams.
Right, right.
So the second tier has had to make this decision that they're going to be contenders, because the other way is you're just not. First off, not everybody's a contender, but then we see coaches getting fired and all this craziness that's going on, and guys committing $30 million to a roster, which is probably not going to pay off for a majority of the people doing this every year. It's just a weird spot that we're in right now.
So do you think ultimately we'll do 16
in two years,
whatever it is?
I was out in Vegas while they had the National Football Foundation Awards.
Yeah.
And I bumped into a few administrators, and I was asking them questions about it. And the thing that I've heard was 20 teams, no auto bids, just straight seating, which is crazy. I heard 24. I didn't even hear anybody say 16.
We're past 16 now.
I think there are a lot of people that have already gone beyond 16 teams. I think the question is it 20, 24? Could it be more? And then what do you do about auto bids versus just all at large straight seating?
We're getting rid of conference championship games. You have to.
So I talked to conference people, and they obviously have a large motivation to protect those. The media people, me and folks like NBC, paid a ton of money to get Big Ten football. Right. And one of the reasons why is because 2026, we got a Big Ten championship game. We wanted to have that. Now they're thinking about selling that.
I was going to say, aren't we selling that to Netflix or something now?
Because they're trying to recoup, considering that the rest of the inventory isn't. We get the second or third game every week and nobody's watching it, because that's just the way the conference is right now. But the one thing that made you want to buy it is you have this asset in a conference championship game. So I think so many people see value in that they're trying to protect that structure. But the more we expand, the further away we get from that mattering. So I don't know what you do with them. The Big Ten proposed the play-in weekend, which I think is actually a very wise proposal if we're going to continue this terrible expansion. That I'm a contractionist, college football conservative. Take me back. How about that?
Scratching me where I itch.
Yeah. Take me back.
Back page.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I will leave you with this story today. I've told stories in the past that my wife has sort of given me half stories on how much things cost. And then I find out after the fact, like the time she said she was going in for laser hair removal. And said, so if you see a little charge on the credit card, because I get the alerts on email if the card's been used.
Same.
Don't worry about it. It's just me getting this done. I said, oh, okay. I don't care. So then I see a $6,000 charge.
Oh, boy.
Come through, and I lose my mind, because that's a conversation that you have.
Right.
Right? Not right. Just, hey, I'm getting this done. It's, and it costs $6,000. So we're going to Disney World soon. Us and the kid. And they have this thing called the Lightning Lane. Have you been to Disney World before?
I haven't been since I was a child.
It's like a fast pass sort of thing.
Of course.
You skip the line and whatever. But in the past, you could only get one lightning lane at a time. You do it on your phone.
Right.
And you have to use that one before you get another one. And, you know, you maybe wind up using two or three the entire day. Well, they have this new thing where every line that you're in can be a lightning lane. You can get it for every single ride. And Kristen, so instead of waiting an hour, you're waiting 5 minutes for every single ride. Kristen says to me last night,
I think we should do it.
And I said, all right, well, how much does it cost?
$400.
All right, well, that sounds good. You know, I think we can do that for $400.
$400 per.
Well, and that's something I didn't know until the charge popped up. $400 per person per day.
There you go.
Per park.
Oh, there you go.
$2,200.
It's a lot of money.
Can I tell you something? For $2,200, I'll wait in any line you want me to wait in.
I'll say.
It's too much money.
You know, I think these parks offer a service now where they will escort you around as you do this. So not only do you have the thing to cut the line, this escort will also cut the line for you when you go to get food and drinks and all those different things. I don't know how much that costs.
Don't tell her about this, because we'll have that too.
She doesn't listen, right?
No.
We're
you
good.
Know what? The more you do this, you'll know that no one else listens either. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
Joshua Perry with me today. Me and Timmy back together tomorrow. Teddy, you showing up tomorrow? You working all week?
I'm here all week.
But you're not producing us on Wednesday, though, right?
No, because I'm working well into the New Year's.
Okay. Wednesday, you can get us noon to 2 on this here channel. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some hold up due to an accident that's blocking the right lane on northbound 270 on the east outer belt at 33. And there's still some traffic from an earlier accident on northbound 71 on the north side near 17th Avenue. Still a couple minute delay there. This report is sponsored by Super Sure. Do you own a small business? You need to hear this. A seismic shift is coming. It's time to get super sure. Not kind of sure, not pretty sure, not a little sure, but super sure. The seismic shift is coming, super sure. Coming soon. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.